You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Big.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanzo.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What's up, everybody?
It's time for this week's episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. Folks, it's our job to give you the most interesting tidbits in the world of sports, entertainment, news, and whatever else we feel like hopping into. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We can hop into whatever we want to. You never know what you're going to get here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. We'll hop into any vehicle that we choose on our journey through the news topics.
That's right. It's just part of our unique sense of humor and wackiness.
That's right.
Yeah. You see how I forgot that line in my little opening thing?
You forgot your line.
Yeah, and then I went back to it. And I was like, oh, I'll reintroduce it.
Excellent.
In a unique and fun way.
Good job, Mike.
Yay. Yeah.
Mike is doing good over here. He's a DJ. I'm a DJ. Yeah, see?
I try. Not very hard, but I try.
I'm a DJ. So, there you go. We're
both DJs. You're the real DJ over there. With your rap music and your soundboard.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
Yeah, like all good DJs.
These hoes, they think they classy. Well, that's the class I'm skipping.
Oh, yeah. I'm the hip-hopping rap artist DJ over here of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
There you go. There it is.
Yeah.
I was like, what is he getting at over there? The hip-hopping.
The wacky kids that got the hip-hopping. Next thing you know, they're going to be skip-top, skip-top, scoot-a-bop.
Skipping it, and now you're Bill Cosby, apparently. Yeah. Although it's not fun to be Bill Cosby
anymore. Yeah, not anymore. No. The only one, the only Bill Cosby that's worth remembering is this one.
Down the slope. Oh, I'm going zip, zop, zoom, da, bop.
Now, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Anyway.
Yeah. Let's move on. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah, 3 minutes in the show, we're already derailing.
We haven't talked about anything yet. 3 minutes.
Yeah. So, yeah, we usually do sports, entertainment, and odd news, but before we delve into all those topics, let's do a little intro and relive what we did in the past week. Mike, have you been up to anything?
Nope.
How's your cough doing?
The cough is doing a little better.
This has been like a running storyline for the last month.
This has been the biggest story we've ever covered on the podcast.
Yeah, I actually have listeners like text me, like, is Mike going to be okay?
No, I will be okay. Yeah, no, I'm getting better. My voice, as you can tell, is still not quite all the way there, but hopefully the coughing will be much reduced in this episode. I'm hoping to be back to full strength by next week. I'll be yelling and singing and doing all the things that I normally do. Yeah.
So you went to the doctors. They said it was a really bad sinus infection?
Really bad sinus infection, some acid reflux, a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm on like tons of meds. So if I don't make any sense, I'm going to blame it on that.
Oh, so that's why we had the first 3 minutes where you didn't do anything.
Yeah, where I forgot my line and just sort of rambled. And, bear with me here.
All right, this makes much more sense now.
I don't know how to explain the other 180 some episodes, but for this one episode, I'm going to blame it on the drugs.
Okay, there we go. Mike can blame it on the drugs.
Blame it on the drugs. Yay!
All right.
Nejne obohosa parav ravava telenajasima.
Nejne obosoda rova vitel nezimjamu.
Yeah, wait. I got the drugs as an excuse. What's your excuse?
Cocaine.
Wow. At least mine are prescription.
Yeah, mine's
a different prescriber.
A different prescription, yeah. All right. That's how that works.
What healthcare plan do you have? Or you just give you cocaine and meth and
South Philly,
just South Philly.
The South Philly medication plan.
What's your insurance policy? South Philly.
Yep.
There you go.
That's how it works.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Everybody likes that one.
Right. It's a good one. Good. So plan. Solid deductibles.
So that's the specialist copay are very low.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable.
That's good. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
My doctor is very nice when it comes to handling my appointments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, where were we going with all this?
Yeah. Boy, man, the drugs are affecting both of us.
Drugs.
Right now.
Yeah, I know. Whew.
Yeah. Well, how about we get to more substance.
Productive.
Yeah, more productive structure here on the Chris Noodle Podcast. Yeah, I know. We actually have a structured format here.
You try.
And the first batch of topics that we like to go over with you revolves around our favorite news batch in the sports realm, and we call it the Sports Sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports.
In your face! Ha ha!
Yeah, sports coming at you in your face here. And now we really have to be really focused because we start off the Sports Sampler with a quick segment that we call the 2-Minute Drill, where we hit you with two topics really fast in 2 minutes. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, let's recover from the drugs and go into the 2-Minute Drill. What do you got, Mike?
All right, well, hopefully the drugs will let me get through this 2 minutes without too much issue. First up in the 2-Minute Drill, we have the story of the oldest Chicago's Cub fan and the only person to live through 2 Cubs World Series wins has recently passed away at the age of 108.
Yeah, I heard this story.
This is a sad story, but it's not all sad. The lifelong fan, Mabel Ball, died of a heart attack just 6 days after the Cubs won the second World Series in her lifetime. Her family said it was ironic, but at least she died happy.
Yeah,
and that's important.
She did.
She went on a high note.
Yeah, she saw him win the World Series again.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Especially when you consider the Cubs haven't won one in what, 108 years?
It's 108 years, yeah.
Holy shnikes.
That's impressive. And kudos to her for hanging on for over a century.
Yeah.
That is dedication to a sports team right there.
Yeah, you're right. Good job, Mabel.
You know what, though? Somebody else had some serious dedication, though, and that would be Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, whose aggressive play calling made Doug Peterson's play calling look childish. The Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, attempted 4 two-point conversions in their last game,
ooh,
all of which failed.
Yeah.
Luckily, those 4 points didn't cost them the game, but when questioned about the decision, Tomlin backed up his play calling, simply saying, "We want to be aggressive." Wow.
Okay.
Very informative.
And we want to win games. That's kind of important, too.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the moment where they lose by 1 point.
Yeah, and then what are you going to say?
You know what'll happen.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about aggressive play calling, but there's a fine line between aggressive and stupid. Okay?
Yeah, I think you're a big fan of the 2-point conversion, but would you go for it 4 different times?
Not 4 times. That's just playing with fire right there.
Yeah.
You know, we saw what happened with Doug Peterson when he went for a couple of fourth downs, and we ended up losing by 2 field goals, which he could have kicked. So, but that was in the past.
It hurts.
So bad.
There you go. And that ends the 2-minute drill.
I like how we both got our own little, like, thing there in the end.
Yeah.
I was really, like, trying to, like, fill the time, you know?
Well, that's the nature of the 2-minute drill. We hit you with 2 topics in 2 minutes. But now let's get to some Eagles coverage. Here we are, Philly podcast. And we have good news. The Eagles pull off a big win against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
24-15. Where do you want to begin with this? Because even though it was a win, I think there's still some points to harp on.
It was a sloppy win.
Yeah.
It was a sloppy win. You know, I'm looking at the box score here. At the end of the third quarter, it's 10-9. You know, so it was a very close game. The Eagles pulled away there at the end, scoring 14 points in the fourth quarter. But in my mind, against more competitive teams, you're not going to be that lucky.
No.
You know? So this is my problem. Are the Eagles good, or are the Atlanta Falcons just a spotty team?
It might be the Falcons are a spotty team. Actually, out of all the divisions, it seems to me that the NFC South, that's the division the Falcons are in, is kind of the shakiest one.
They are all, very shaky.
All the teams in that division, there's no dominant team that has arisen out of the NFC South this season.
Yeah, well, you look at the Bucs, you know, 4-5. You look at the Falcons, who are now, what are they, 6-4? I think they are now.
I think
they are. And, of course, I can't find the rest of the teams here. The Saints and the Panthers, of course, both have losing records as well.
Yeah, Panthers are having the Super Bowl loser's curse
on. Oh, boy, it's rough. I think they're 3-6 right now.
Yeah, they're not doing too
good. Yeah. So that division has been lackluster in years past, but this year I think is like the epitome. They're all like hovering like a game or two below 500 except for the Falcons. But the Falcons started off hot last year too.
Yeah.
Didn't they start off 5-0, 6-0?
That's right.
And then they finished around 800, I think.
800?
500.
Yeah.
It's the drugs. It's the drugs.
Man. Mike, how many drugs did you
thinking,
take?
I'm thinking 8-8. I don't know, a couple pills of each. I kind of just like, you know, poured a bunch of my hand.
I think it's going to be the running gag of the entire show.
It probably will be. But no, they were hovering around 500, I think, last year.
Yeah.
Well,
they got off to a hot start last year, and then they had a horrible collapse in the second half of the season. It sounds to me like it's going to be the same way.
Yeah, I don't know if they have the staying power, you know, because once you figure out how to combat that passing game, what else do they really have? Their defense is sort of middling.
It's bottom third.
Yeah, even worse than middling. The run game never really got started against the Eagles. So, you know, if they can just shut down Julio Jones, then what else do they have to go to?
Yeah, which is why I'm considering this one kind of more of just a fluke. I don't really think it was...
Well, Jones dropped a couple big passes.
Yeah, I don't really think...
uncharacteristically dropped a couple big passes. Now, the coverage was good, but he still should have had those catches.
Yeah, I don't think this was like a win to hang your hat on, you know?
Yeah. The Eagles...
I mean, it's much needed, don't get me wrong.
Definitely much
needed this.
Because the NFC East is a little bit tougher than I thought
we
were expecting it to be.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. But like you said, this is not a win to really... you know, scream from the rooftops about how we beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
That being said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I have just one big sticking point that
pissed
me off. We should have done a what's pissing me off segment. But just a little tidbit here. At the almost near the end of the first half, Carson Wentz.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about where he throws it out of bounds?
Yeah.
On fourth down?
Oh.
That was painful to watch.
It's fourth down, and oh my, there's just so many things wrong with that. First off, all right, basically the synopsis is Carson Wentz on a fourth and three or something. It was like it was something short too. It was like fourth and three, only like 15 seconds left to go in the first half. Instead of trying like a Hail Mary or just something where, you know, a play could have been made, he threw it out of bounds.
Yeah, that was really painful to watch.
Yeah, so it just pissed me off. First off, he didn't realize what down it was. Hello, it's fourth down. Chuck it.
Now, did he not realize what down it was?
I think he did. I think that's why. Because usually you do something like that on second or third down. You think like, oh, I have another chance.
Right.
I think that was his main problem.
Yeah.
But I don't think he realized it was fourth down. So not only was it fourth down, he didn't give his offense a chance to score before the half ended. Matt Ryan got the ball back with a couple seconds left. And they were at midfield. He threw a chance for a Hail Mary. Luckily, that didn't go anywhere. But, you know, it's just like those are mistakes that could kill you in a game. Like, that's...
Against a more competent opponent?
Yeah. If that was the Patriots...
The Patriots?
Yeah. You're done.
Forget about it.
Bill Belichick will laugh. Thank you.
He'll laugh his way all the way to the winner's circle.
Yeah.
That was a really painful play to watch. Fourth and three...
And just bothers me because that's just focus. Just remembering, like, hey, what down is it?
I know you're running out of time, but did they not think of how much time they had left? Do they have timeouts? Why didn't they run it up the gut to get those last few yards?
I don't think they had timeouts, but it was like 15 seconds left on the clock.
You hypothetically could have gotten the first down and then maybe thrown a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Or just thrown a Hail
Mary.
Or
right there, the fourth down, throw the Hail Mary. At least give your offense a shot.
Yeah, it was.
Don't throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, that was.
Which is why I think Carson Wentz didn't realize what down it was.
It seemed like it, yeah, because Carson Wentz is usually a guy who fights for every last second, every last yard, and for him to sail it out of bounds.
Yeah.
You must be, you're thinking maybe he thought.
Yeah. I mean, I was at a bar watching that game, and you just heard just an audible sigh from everybody. Like, are you kidding? Like, that was such a Philly thing to do.
It is, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, whoops, we forgot what down it was. You know? Oh, we forgot that a game could end in a tie.
Yeah, well, I mean, thankfully, it didn't come back to bite them.
These are the mental mistakes that we're just used to.
Yeah.
It's just like, really?
I think really that's the bigger point here is that the fact that we're used to it, I think, says a lot about the team. The fact that we're like, oh, we expect them to make a few of those big boneheaded mental mistakes every game.
Oh, and another thing I'm pissed off about. Who should have been pissed off?
Should have, yeah.
Another thing that I'm pissed off about, Nelson Aguilar. We need to.
That guy's a punk. I hate him.
We need to cut him. I'm getting tired of him. He just doesn't even seem like he's there. Like I've noticed,
2 catches, 7 yards.
Woo! 7 yards.
7 yards.
Woo! All right, so there you go. Great. Yeah, exactly.
So this is one of the things that I wanted to get to. Is one of the good things was the run game. The run game was fantastic. Ryan Matthews, 109 yards. Smallwood, 70 yards. Tore it up on the ground. Pass game was atrocious. Jordan Matthews was the best receiver. 6 receptions for 73 yards. There's no other receiver on that list. No. Wide receiver. Except for Nelson Aguilar. 2 receptions, 7 yards. You have Jordan Matthews doing basically everything.
Yep.
And Jordan Matthews is a very good slot receiver, but he's not a number one.
No. And Aguilar is just a waste of space. He shows no emotion. It looks like
fight for the ball.
Yeah.
He's non-existent. He's not blocking. He's not stretching the defense. He's not catching passes. He is not the dynamic first-round pick that we thought he was going to be. It's time to cut our losses.
The play where the Eagles had the go-ahead touchdown to win the game, I think Matthews made a jump over into the end zone. I think it was that play.
I don't remember.
It was towards the end. Someone had to jump into the end zone.
Right.
He jumps into the end zone. Everyone's happy. Eagles scored. Aguilar just brushed it off like it was like, okay. Like,
yeah.
This is like, all right, you guys.
A few weeks ago, he said he was tired of hearing the dropped passes thing. This, to me, is a sign of a player who's checked out mentally.
Yeah, right.
So if you're going to check out mentally when your team is 500, when you're fighting to stay alive in a tough division, you're going to check out mentally? What happens if we had a losing record? Where would he be if we had a losing record?
I got an idea. All right, we're going to go with a Bill Belichick route. We should ship his ass to the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. We'll really test your, what did he say? I don't want to hear about.
Dropped passes.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Take that attitude to Cleveland, all right?
Yeah.
Be 0-16. See how you like that.
It just annoys me. You have such a great opportunity with a great franchise, the long and storied history, and you're going to come in here and complain about drop passes when you deserve every bit of criticism you're getting.
The thing that pisses me off. Yeah, see, we should have done
It really does piss me off.
The thing that pisses me off.
When you have 2 running backs ahead of you in terms of receiving stats, and you're a former first-round pick.
What are we paying you for?
Why are we paying you. Why are you even in the stadium?
Yeah.
Why are you even there?
I'd rather take Dorial Green Beckham. Put him at the 2 slot.
Defenses know they're not going to throw at Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, so let's put DGB up at the number 2 slot, and then we'll see where we can go from there. Because I'm done with Aguilar. I'm done.
I'm tired of him.
He's in my black book.
I'm tired with his negative attitude, and it's showing. It shows in his play.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Your team is about to win the ball game. They just scored a big go-ahead touchdown.
Nothing.
And just nothing. All right.
Brent Celek had more receiving yards on 1 catch. No, this is what we're dealing with. Brent Celek had 1 catch, had more yards than Aguilar.
Brilliant. There you go.
It's absurd and a little sickening.
Aguilar's on my crap list.
Yeah,
that's what I have to say.
What else was good about the game, or what else was bad about the game? I really like the run defense.
Yeah, the defense.
The defense in general.
The Eagles' defense stepped up. Yeah.
I love the fact that Jones had 10 receptions for 135 yards, and it didn't seem like it.
Yeah.
We did that once before to Antonio Brown.
Yeah, you've been mentioning how even though we're letting like these star wide receivers gain a lot of yardage, which is good for fantasy, but you're letting these yards pile up, it's a situation where they bend but don't break.
Exactly. That's the key, is that the teams never really get into the red zone. Atlanta was in the red zone once. We stop them, 0% scoring in the red zone. Here's a stat, though. You say that we shouldn't hang our hat on this game. This is a stat we can be proud of. Atlanta Falcons had the number one offense coming into the game. They only had an 18% conversion, third down conversion rate.
That's pretty good. That is phenomenal. Yep, that's pretty good.
18% with a player like Jones on the other side of the field.
Devontae Freeman.
Yeah. I mean, that's that, you know, that's pretty good. Now, what boggles the mind here is that we do that against the Falcons and the Steelers, and then we let the Lions and the Redskins beat us.
Yeah, well, the Lions, it's funny you mention the Lions. The Lions right now are leading the NFC North.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
After the catastrophic collapses of the Packers and the Vikings.
Yeah, they are now the leader in the North Division, so are the, maybe they're actually a force to be reckoned with now.
Oh, maybe we'll have to keep an eye on them. Yeah, the Lions...
And they have a game with the Cowboys, I think, coming up. So that'll be interesting. Maybe they can...
Man, the Cowboys are annoying me so much this season. So much.
Yeah.
Why did Tony Romo have to get injured?
And somehow
if Tony Romo was healthy...
They luck into Dak Prescott. Go figure.
But if Tony Romo's healthy, they're not 8-1. They're just not.
Yeah.
You know they're not.
They got a case of the Dak. That's what they got. Before
that sounds bad.
Yeah, it does. That's the only way.
Give them the Dak.
Yeah, that's the only way I can make it better in my head. Before we get into the Fantastic Four picks, there's another topic that we kind of been just spitballing.
Yeah.
In like text messages, and we think it's actually a legit topic.
That's how we do all of the planning for the show, is via text message.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So there's been a couple of just complaints regarding the NFL. Commercials are too long.
Oh.
The NFL's weird with like content sharing, video sharing, stuff like that. Is the NFL getting too smug? Is it getting too big too fast?
You know what? I had never really considered it until recently, but a lot of the more draconic policies that they've put out makes me start to think perhaps they are too big too fast. We've been complaining this season. There's a lot of mediocre teams.
Yeah.
When I'm going through the schedule, and I'm trying to decide the Fantastic Four picks, I'm going, that's a 4-5 team versus another 4-5 team. That's a 3-4-1 team versus a 5-3 team. They're all very mediocre teams. Outside of Dallas, there's really nobody else in the NFC.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody else is like 6-4 or below. So you see this wide gulf between the very good and the very bad.
And there's just some dumb plays going on. Like
you
Browns.
Highlighted the Browns one with two.
The Browns,
punt returners,
someone,
and they like didn't know who was returning the punt, so they both tried to catch it at the same time.
Yeah,
because strategy. Huh? I guess I don't know.
There's that. There's the freaking tie ball game where both kickers missed like a chip shot field goal, like both like 20-yard field goals. Are you kidding me? There's just been just dumb play.
I remember like maybe 6-7 years ago we were talking about. Oh man, I can't believe it. 10-6 teams aren't making the playoffs.
Yeah, teams that are really like championship worthy.
Yeah, what happened to that era? When now teams are sneaking in at 7-9, 7-8-1 one year,
right?
You know, is it because there's too many teams? Is it because we have a team in Cleveland that is going to have another losing season?
They could be 0-16 this year.
Could be 0-16. You made this point to me. The other major leagues only have 30 teams each. The NFL has 32.
Yeah.
And you're saying two teams. What's two teams? There's 53 players on each roster.
Right. That's another 100 players the NFL has to employ.
So you nuke Cleveland. They have a couple of decent players there, right? They have the cornerback. Now I can't remember his name.
Yeah, that's how good he is.
Joe Hayden. They have Terrell Pryor, who's making somewhat of a name for himself. I think they have one or two good offensive linemen. They have one defensive end or linebacker caused us some havoc back when we played them. These are players that could go to good teams that are competing instead of wallowing in Cleveland.
With an 0-16 chance.
With an 0-16, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So do you
maybe you get rid of the Browns and maybe another team that's just not doing too good.
We got to get rid of one in the NFC then. San Francisco.
It might be San Francisco. Yeah, right now, the way that... Oh, my God.
Let's be honest.
Franchise.
I just want Chip Kelly to not be a coach anymore.
Yeah, that might be it.
I will follow him to the ends of the earth, dismantling every team he goes to.
Yeah, but that franchise is just so disorganized right now.
I mean, realistically, they're not going to get rid of those franchises. Cleveland is... Well, both Cleveland and San Fran have very long histories as NFL franchises.
It seems like the NFL got too big too fast, and...
My major complaint... is the advertising thing. Is when you're watching a game, it's touchdown, ad, kickoff, ad. You know,
first play,
you know, and then there's like a timeout
ad. Yeah.
You know, it's every moment that they have to take 20 more than 20 seconds to do something. They have to shove an ad in there. Yep. Can't we just watch them mingle on the sidelines for 20 seconds?
No.
Do we really need to break away?
We got
to
stick something in there.
And I think it's telling. I think it's telling that the NFL was considering reducing ad time to boost ratings.
Yeah, that's right. So ratings have gone down.
This is interesting. A lot of people are blaming it on the election, and that may be true. I know there was a bump in viewership after the election. But for the NFL to consider getting rid of ads to bump up viewership,
I think you know there's a problem.
Yeah, I think I think they realize that there's a problem, even if we don't realize that there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because I think people don't want to sit through that many ads to get back to the game.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. I don't think baseball has that many ads.
No, they just have it at the end of the inning.
At the end of the inning, yeah, but you get to watch an entire inning.
Yeah.
Right? Or entire half inning.
Unless there's a pitching change, but, you know, that doesn't happen that often. Unless it's Game 7 World Series.
And in hockey, I think they go pretty long without ads, too.
Yeah. Because it's one just continuous
flow.
It's
just continuous.
Yeah.
Soccer, you get to watch the whole friggin' game.
Ooh, 0-0 tie.
Well, I'm not saying that we should be like soccer, but I'm saying soccer fans get an uninterrupted, like, hour of gameplay before they get to halftime. Before, does soccer have a half? Soccer has halftime, right? Every sport has a halftime.
Well, not hockey.
Screw hockey.
There's three periods.
They're weird.
Hey, don't
make it quarters like everybody else.
Hey, don't you diss hockey.
I'll diss whatever sport I want to diss,
right.
Except for football.
Well, you know what? Maybe Bill Burr can come to my aid on this, because he mentioned this on a recent appearance with Conan, and I think he's right. I think he's right on this. So here's Bill Burr's take on the NFL getting too big too fast. Here it is.
Hey, what about the NFL? I know you're a big NFL fan. You love football.
Huge. Yes, I do.
Declining ratings. Do you think the NFL has a problem? They're starting to say they're losing viewership.
No.
Do you care?
People who care about football are still watching it. They got too big. They just went all poppy. They had everybody dressing in pink, right? There's always jets flying over, support the troops. Katy Perry's doing a dance, right? They just took it way too far. You know what I mean? How are you not into, like, watching, like, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game? You're not a football fan. I just think that they went too crazy with it.
Right, so it'll settle. Yeah. It'll settle in.
Hopefully they'll finally get that whole pink scam out of there, too. You know? Isn't it like one half percent actually goes to somebody who has, like, a head cold, and then the rest of them go out and buy, like, these giant pink yachts?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Andy, help me out here.
You know how they wear pink?
They wear pink for a
it's
whole
supposed
month.
To support breast cancer. No,
yes, breast cancer.
It raises awareness.
That's what I thought he was
talking about. It raises
awareness. It makes
That's
sure
all
that
it
you're
is?
Aware
oh.
that there's breast cancer.
I thought
cancer.
It was raising money somehow.
You're not paying attention.
All right, so there you go.
Well, he does have a point about certain charities.
You're raising awareness, not actual money.
Where the money actually doesn't go towards the cause. But, no, I like what he says about they got too big too fast. Like he said, they make such a big spectacle out of it, and I think the novelty of it and the hype of it is slowly wearing off, and now it's just getting back to the core viewership.
Yeah, like us, guys like us that always have loved football,
exactly.
We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. It's everybody that jumped on to watch Katy Perry and, you know, because of controversy or whatever the flavor of the week is.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're seeing the decline because of that. But I think it's interesting, though, that they would jump to a rash decision like cutting advertising.
Yeah, especially you know there's a problem.
Yeah. I've been complaining about the ads for a while. Not on the podcast, but that's been a big gripe of mine. I know my dad hates it. He gets so mad. He's convinced that they're scamming him somehow.
Sausages!
Yeah, well, if they were sausage
upset,
commercials...
He's upset at the sausages.
Sausages!
I think if they were sausage commercials, he'd be fine.
Sausages!
But yeah, I think the NFL's not going to change because they got too big too fast. Now they're too big to change, right?
Perhaps,
the
yeah.
The ad revenue is too good
yeah.
for them to cut back on it. I think it's just something they're just going to have to cope with. And this is the thing that gets me, is it's ridiculous that we're complaining about declining viewership when their games routinely pull in 15 to 20 million viewers, okay? I mean, that's crazy. And that's like the Browns games. You know, if they have a big Super Bowl or
no,
a big Monday night game.
The Browns don't get 15 million views.
It depends who's watching.
No.
It depends who they're playing.
No.
Sure.
I don't even think 15 million people. I don't even think there's 15 million Cleveland fans.
Maybe I was being slightly hyperbolic.
Yeah.
The point is average games pull in double-digit millions, tens of millions.
Not Browns games. Nobody's watching
Browns are subpar. They're below average.
Or Jets games.
Or Jets games.
God, that was a hard... Did you hear about that?
No.
Rams versus Jets?
That sounds like a terrible game. It was. Why would anybody watch
the
that?
The final score was like 9-6 or something.
Oh,
9-3.
I would have turned that off in the second quarter.
Like, it sounds like a baseball score. What the hell is going on?
The reason I watch football is to get scores like 20, 31, 28. I want to see big numbers. If I want to see low numbers, I'll watch. Well,
Donald Trump over
in
here.
In the new regime over
here.
Yeah. In the new regime, everything's got to be big, okay? I only watch the best sports. Sports with the highest scores. That's why I love basketball. It's huge. It's got 3 digits. I've never seen sports with 3 digits. Every time I see a 3-digit score, I go, oh my God, it's huge. I got to have that. I got to be there. I got to be there with the orange balls. I love orange balls. Something about them reminds me of a certain charismatic young man named Donald Trump. Completely unrelated to me. This is going to be 4 years of magical impersonations, Rich. That's the one thing that I can point to as being excited.
We got a good impression.
It's going to be huge. The impersonations, it's going to be huge. Almost as big as China.
Well,
anyway, I like seeing big number scores. Not 3-6, not 6-6 ties. Yeah. What is this nonsense?
Well, hopefully in our slate of games and our Fantastic Four picks, we don't have anything like that. In fact, it's the opposite. We try and give you the best games in our Fantastic Four picks. So let's launch into it. Our Fantastic Four picks for week number 11. Yeah, moving on in the NFL season. What do you have first, Mike? What do you have for us? Or all Trump, right. Whatever you want to be over there.
Well, I'm going to stick to Michael for the Fantastic Four picks because to do it all as Trump would be kind of difficult. Yeah. But this first matchup is going to be a huge one between a major offensive power and a major defensive power. We have the Baltimore Ravens traveling to Dallas to face off against the NFC leading Dallas Cowboys. Rich, how do you feel about this one? The Ravens, of course, have the number one ranked defense. Meanwhile, the Cowboys have the third ranked offense. Who wins out in this one? I hate picking these Cowboys games. Yeah. I gotta tell you, it really bugged me.
Yeah.
Really bugged me.
But they're on an 8-game winning streak.
Yep.
Until they falter, I can't see them losing. I think they're at home. They should be able to win this one.
Dak Prescott led 2 fourth quarter comebacks to win their last game. I don't know. I don't know what you can do. I don't know. The team that gave them the most trouble was the Eagles, and we still lost.
Yep, in overtime.
You know, and we have a top 5 defense. Quote unquote, top 5 defense.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I really don't know.
It's going to take a lot to stop this Cowboys team.
And you know, I don't think the Ravens got it.
Right.
They don't have the offense. Even if their defense holds them for the most part, their offense isn't going to put up enough points.
No, their number one wide receiver is Steve Smith Sr.
The dude's like 40 years old.
38, yeah.
38. So it really bugs me. It really pains me, but it's going to be the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, let's move on from that one. Let's move on to some brighter, cheerier news. We have the official Futility Watch game of the week. Ding, 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 ding. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Cleveland to face off against their AFC North rival, the Cleveland Browns. Rich, do I even have to ask?
It's got to be Steelers. Big Ben, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell.
Or does it? No, it
doesn't. Don't tell me you're going to go Browns.
No.
Are you really?
No.
All right. Now, the answer is Steelers here. And it's the Browns. They're 0-10? 0-11?
They're 0-10.
0-10.
But more shocking, offense ranked 28th, defense ranked 31st. They have nothing going for them. Other than having a cool orange color scheme, they have nothing going. I like orange. That's all I'm going to say.
But their name's the Browns.
I know. They're a confusing team. That's why the Steelers are going to win. Because fans cannot handle the fact that they're called the Browns and their helmet is orange. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. It's going to be the Steelers. They're going to bounce back to 500. Let's move on to a decent game here. I call it the battle of the surprisingly competent. Two teams that I didn't think would be in this position. The Monday night game features the Houston Texans traveling to Oakland to face off against the Raiders. Both of them vying for control of their respective divisions. Rich, how do you feel about this one? I did not expect to be covering these two teams.
No, Houston is just a weird pro- problem because their offense is stalling with Brock Osweiler, but yet they still find ways to win games.
It's that fourth-ranked defense, according to what I have here.
I don't know how, I guess, but it's still just weird how they're able to eke out games. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be enough for this Raiders team. The Raiders are going to be at home in this one. Everything is gelling together for the Oakland Raiders and at the right time. Derek Carr is having a great season. It might be, maybe it's too early to say, but they might be a Super Bowl contender. They
will definitely be there at the end, I think.
They are scary
in the playoffs.
Good.
Yes, they are. Yes,
so,
they are.
I'm going to go with Raiders at home.
They find ways to win games. They're a tough team, especially at home. I don't like the fact that the Texans can't get the ball to DeAndre Hopkins.
You're telling me I have DeAndre Hopkins on my fantasy team.
It doesn't matter.
You bastard.
It doesn't matter who they play. Here's the thing. They play in the AFC South. They should be able to get him the ball. So that is troubling to me.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Raiders, they have no problems on offense.
No.
I'm going with the Raiders on this one. I'm really liking the Raiders this year. They're one of the surprise teams that I'm really enjoying. Oh, but speaking of surprises, we have the Battle of the Birds round two as the Philadelphia Eagles travel to Seattle to face off against the Seahawks in a Sunday afternoon game at 4:30. Will there be any surprises here? Will the Eagles be able to defeat the fearsome Seahawks? Rich, what do you think?
The answer is no. I'm sorry. I'm going to do a complete rehash of what I said last week. I don't see the Eagles winning this game at all. But then again, I said it last week, and they proved me wrong. So by logic, the Eagles are going to win. But
of course.
If you ask me right now, I'm saying no, the Eagles aren't going to win. They got to march into Seattle where the Seahawks are just dominant at home. They just knocked off the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big win for Seattle. I think this is going to be... I don't see how the Eagles can pull this one out, especially if they keep making the same mental mistakes that they've been known to do this season. Seattle's going to pounce on that if they keep that up. So I think I'm pretty confident Seattle at home should be able to take the Eagles.
You know what? I don't know what it is. Everything tells me the Seahawks should win.
Yeah.
But just like everything told me that the Steelers should win, that the Falcons should win... Screw it. Let's go Eagles. I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
There's one more factor I forgot.
What?
The Eagles are undefeated at the link.
Oh.
All of their losses have come on the road.
Well, by sheer odds, we have to win one on the road eventually, right?
Well, I think you still have one. I don't know if they've won. Are they completely winless?
I have no idea.
I don't know if they're completely winless, but I know all their losses have come on the road. So.
Well, I say screw it. I'm still going Eagles.
All right.
It doesn't make a lick of sense, but you know what? This Eagles team is one that always subverts expectations, so I'm going to take a flyer on them. The Seahawks have that tie. That bugs me. In fact, they tied the Cardinals. The Cardinals are not that good. They're not that good this year. So, I don't know. I'm going to go with the Eagles on this one.
All right.
I can feel it. It's a mistake.
All right. Those are our fantastic four picks for week number 11.
There you go.
And there you go. Mike is upset over that tie. That's all you have to know.
People, I think, don't appreciate how much ties bother me. Or maybe they do. I've ranted about it before.
Yeah.
They really bother me. If you're supposed to be that good, you shouldn't be tying with a team.
Okay. Mike,
good teams don't tie.
Mike, I will give you exactly 15 seconds to rag on ties. Go.
If you're a good team, you shouldn't tie. Because if you're really that good... What is this?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No. It's just the cheery music threw me off. I hate ties. They're stupid. I feel like they should battle to the death. If you're a really good team, you shouldn't tie because the tie is the epitome of mediocrity. So, when's the last time?
All right, and that's it. That's the end of Mike's time. Yep, we have to go. We have to get to a break.
He muted me. Yep, oh, my gosh.
I know you keep going. But we got to take our first break.
Can't believe you knew. I think that's a first for the crispy noodle.
We have to get to our first break. But don't go anywhere because coming up next, we have the entertainment entree. And then after that, the non-fortune cookie odd news. Plenty more shows still to come. Mike's angry. We're on drugs. We'll be right back.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is Vic DiMatteo, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
A Wyoming high school student who was able to build a nuclear reactor was...
Wait, what? Is that literally the first line of the story?
Yep. A Wyoming high school senior who built a nuclear reactor was disqualified from the International Science and Engineering Fair this month on a technicality. It seems that the senior had competed in too many science fairs.
What? How's that fair? It's like, oh, he's so smart. He's competed in so many. He literally built a nuclear reactor, something that rocket scientists have a hard time with, and he gets disqualified?
Yeah, sadly. He still is planning to graduate from high school this month and wants to go to the South Dakota School of Mines. I don't know if it's actually mines.
Yeah, wait, the School of Mines.
Yeah, okay. M-I-N-E-S. I don't know if that's like a place or if it actually means landmines or something.
Landmines?
Welcome to campus. Good luck.
If you can make it to class, you've already passed.
Jeez.
What is that? That's the incoming freshman class.
There you go, the South Dakota School of Mines.
That's not even what the story was about.
No, but sometimes little things.
Yeah, anyway.
Like a landmine!
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
The Crispy Noodle, always crunching!
Yeah, we are back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Are the drugs wearing off yet, Mike?
I don't know. To be determined.
Yeah. we'll let you know.
TBD.
Yeah, we'll let you know as the show goes on.
It depends whether I get better at what I'm doing or worse at what I'm doing. If I'm getting better, then the drugs wearing off. If I'm getting worse, it's not because I suck at this. It's because of the drugs.
There you go. If anything goes wrong, it's the drugs.
I love it. It's the perfect scapegoat.
This is a good excuse.
Now I know why people do drugs.
Yeah.
It's so an easy scapegoat.
Right. You can just blame it on the drugs.
Blame it on the drugs. Isn't that a song? Blame it on the...
You blame it on the rain? Is that what you're thinking of?
Nah, maybe.
Blame it on the rain. Yeah, that's a song.
Know.
Blame it on the drugs is not
a
song.
No, I know blame it on the drugs isn't a song, but...
Blame it on the drugs. Yeah. Like, what? No.
I feel like so... I don't know what I'm thinking. See? It's the drugs.
There you go.
I could have sworn there was a song that was like blaming on... what is it?
It's not blaming on the drugs. You're thinking
no,
of...
No, I know it's not blaming... I can't... Oh, this is going to bother
Milli
me.
Milli Vanilli, blaming on the rain. This I think this is what you're thinking of.
Now we just don't feel the same. Gotta blame it on something.
Gotta blame it on something.
Gotta blame it on something. Blame it on the...
Drugs! That's what you're thinking of.
I've never heard this song, but apparently this is what I was thinking of, maybe?
Yeah, you know, deep in your heart of hearts. You're thinking of the great Milli Vanilli. That's what I've deduced.
That must be it. It must be a subconscious thing.
Don't you diss the great Milli Vanilli.
Never heard of that song.
Yes, you did.
No, I haven't.
Yes,
never heard of it. I like your version. I like your version better, though.
It was burrowed in your head.
Wow. Anyway.
Yeah. It's the drugs.
It's the drugs.
Yeah.
Maybe we should move along to a new segment so we can move away from the drugs to something more entertaining.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes. It's time for the entertainment entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. Dear Die Hard, you rock, especially when that guy was on the roof.
Music.
I know what that is. That's music.
Video games.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Celebrities.
You really know Warren Beatty?
Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes.
And more.
We're the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
This is the Entertainment Entree.
Drunky McDrunks. Last call, hook up now or go home and hump your body pillows.
Well, hang on, bartender. Give me one more of those scotch and Pepto's. I got a case of squirts, but I still want to drink.
Make mine a gin and sonic, please. That's gin with a little hamburger in it. What have I got to lose besides another foot?
Well, well, well. Is it Thanksgiving yet? Looks like there's one little butterball still rolling around in the freezer.
Why don't you set me on the counter, let me come to room temp before you stuff my butt full of cornbread, huh? You mind if I plop my slop a little closer?
Sure, let me just move my briefcase. And by briefcase, I mean Ziploc bag filled with emergency underwear.
You know, I was looking at you because you have that certain still here quality. Hi, I'm Sheila Sauvage.
I feel like I've seen you before.
Uh-huh. You might recognize me from ABC's What Would You Do? I was the one that didn't help the tourist getting mugged. Matter of fact, I joined in. So, what's on your driver's license?
Besides legally blind and organ neater?
Yeah.
Well, it's got the name Corey Dipschitz, which is weird because I ship dips to Korea.
Get out! Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I've been banned from Chinatown.
Oh, wow. Something's happening here. Yeah, it's called the first sign of the apocalypse.
All right, and there you go. A little clip from Saturday Night Live over the past weekend with Dave Chappelle. In my opinion, one of the funniest skits of the night.
That was very funny. Dave Chappelle did a very good job.
Yeah. It's almost like, why aren't you back on TV? I want him to do another run of Chappelle's show.
Yeah. Was this his first appearance?
Yeah. His first appearance doing sketch comedy on television since Chappelle's show.
And how many years ago is that? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. 10 years? It's got to be at least 10.
It's been a long time. I think he did a great job, though. I didn't get a chance to see all of SNL. That was actually one of the ones that I missed. I got to go back and rewatch it now.
Yeah, Last Call Love right there.
Oh, my God. That was funny. That was so good.
just proof everywhere that, hey, you stay in there and you never know who might be with you at the end of the bar at the end of the night.
There you go. That's right. That's why you stay till closing.
Yeah. Your love of your life might be there.
That's right.
A butterball rolling down the refrigerator, whatever.
What did she say? Let me get to room temperature before you, you stuff my butt with cornbread.
Yeah. Boy, man.
I mean, oh, such a poet.
Yeah.
Well, it was amazing.
It's when it's closing time, you don't have to be a poet.
Yeah.
You have to just say what's in your heart.
That's right. Let me tell you. You have an interesting night ahead of you if that's what's in your heart.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And also, the very first thing you opened with, let me get a Pepto and scotch.
Yeah, I want to drink.
I have the squirts, but I want to keep drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way you got to open up a skit like that. It's like one of those really strong opening lines because it just hooks you instantly.
And she said she ordered a gin and sonic, which is just gin with burger in it.
Both of those sound awful. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Oh, but there you go. Good skit if you want to check that out. Simply called Last Call. About just love that happens at the end of the night at a bar.
Can't beat a classic love story.
Right, exactly.
It's actually pretty
emotional, I think.
I know. Forget Shakespeare.
Yeah, all right.
Dave Chappelle, this is true romantic storytelling right here.
I think you're right. So go check that out, as well as the entire episode of Saturday Night Live with Dave Chappelle. I enjoyed it.
You know what's making this segment even weirder? Is that all I can see in my background is my mom meticulously stirring this glass of... She's just standing there. She's like...
Is she making scotch with Pepto?
She's making scotch with Pepto over there.
Is that what you do with scotch and Pepto over there?
I'm sorry. She's probably pissed that I roped her into this. But I'm just staring at her, like, examining this glass and slowly stirring.
Well, your mom wants to get drunk all the time. Matter of fact,
the last time you were here, she's really pissed
off. We actually had a couple shots before we went on the air.
Yeah, we did. It was the first post-election show.
It was. That's right. We all needed a drink after that one.
Oh, it was good. Yeah, she said she needed a drink.
So, there you go. A testament that we record in your kitchen.
If there's ever any doubt.
If
you listen carefully, you can hear the dishwasher sometimes. That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact. If you ever hear anything weird in the background, it's probably the dishwasher.
Yeah, it's an Easter egg.
Only longtime fans will know. They'll be saying, that's the dishwasher.
Uh-huh. Oh, that classic Costanzo dishwasher.
They were recording between 11 and 12. That's the dishwasher.
There you go.
Playing. You know, other shows have, like, fun Easter eggs, you know? We have the dishwasher sound in the background.
Yeah. Hey, that's iconic.
It is iconic. It wouldn't be the crispy noodle without that.
Exactly.
Good Lord, what is happening right now? It's the drugs.
It's the drugs.
We said that at the perfect time.
But you know what else is also critical to the survival of the Crispy Noodle Podcast besides the dishwasher and your mom?
What would that be, Rich?
That would be the segment where you let everybody know the latest in movies, TV, and video games. Mike, get ready. It's time for This Week in Entertainment.
Take your girlfriend home, make her say Mickey Mouse. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, take your girlfriend home, make her say Mickey Mouse. I think that would have fit in that Saturday Night Live last call.
Probably. Yeah. It would have been very appropriate.
I'm going to take you home, make you say Mickey Mouse, baby.
Pal, I'm going to take your girlfriend home, make her say Mickey Mouse. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, well. Before you take your girlfriend home and make her say Mickey Mouse, take her to a movie first.
Oh, sure.
You got to romance them, you know?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
The answer is yes, you son of a bitch.
And what better movie to take them to than the latest fall drama, Manchester by the Sea, starring Casey Affleck, Michelle Williams, and Kyle Chandler, who you may remember from Bloodline.
Yeah.
Good actor. He's good. But this one, the reason I bring this one up is because it's fall drama season. There's a bunch of sort of lower profile, big, heavy dramas that are coming out that will be important for award season. And this is one of the movies that is getting early award buzz. It already has a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes with an 8.7 average rating. So incredibly well received by the critics. It's a simple premise, but one that is ripe for dramatic storytelling. After his brother dies, Lee Chandler's life is completely changed when he discovers he has been named the legal guardian of his 16-year-old nephew. This opens up the door for a lot of bittersweet comedy, revisiting your home roots type storytelling, this man facing his past while also trying to guide a young man into his future. It is the type of stuff that the critics eat up and that the awards love. Keep an eye on this one. Manchester by the Sea. It's getting a lot of positive buzz.
Yeah, you're right. That does sound like Oscar material.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But if you don't want something that heavy, maybe you want to check out Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. I'm really looking forward to this one. It's the first Harry Potter spinoff movie starring Eddie Redmayne, who was fantastic. It's also starring Colin Farrell, who's also pretty good. It takes place in the U.S. 70 years before Harry Potter. And the basic premise is that a magical explorer is on a quest to find and document magical creatures, but that quest is held up when his beasts escape in New York, causing chaos for both the wizards and muggles alike. It has a 7.2 on Metacritic. It's looking to be another good, action-packed, fun, family-oriented Harry Potter movie. I'm excited to see the wizarding world from the Americans' point of view rather than from the classic British, modern British point of view that we saw in Harry Potter. So I'm really excited.
Those crazy Americans.
Those crazy Americans. Those crazy 1920s Americans.
Letting all the creatures loose in New York.
It's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be fun.
I'm telling you, see? These damn musical beats.
See here,
out there, see? Man.
They're just twirling their mustaches and tying women to railroad tracks.
Those darn musical beasts, I don't like any of them.
Musical beasts?
Yes, they play fantastic. Music. They play
just music. Like giant walking accordions.
Too much noise. I don't like it.
Confirm it. I'm tired of all the noise.
Damn, whippersnappers waking me up in the middle of the night at 8 o'clock.
That's why you got to go see this movie, because it's all about one old man's quest to stop those damn beasts waking him up.
Yeah,
all
right.
But in all seriousness...
It's the drugs.
It's the drugs. In all seriousness, it's the drugs. But if you happen to be off the drugs by the time this movie hits theaters, you should definitely go see it. Rich is done. He's just checked out. I'm going to take this opportunity to continue while he's distracted in the world of TV. Now I can't stop. In the world of TV, we have the return of a classic Nickelodeon show. Double Dare 30th Anniversary Special is going to be on Nickelodeon Wednesday the 23rd. It's a half-hour special bringing back the original hosts and announcers, and they're coming back with brand new challenges and a behind-the-scenes look at the series.
Mark Summers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been 30 years.
You know he's from Philly?
Is he really?
Yeah, Mark Summers.
Another reason to check it out.
Exactly.
On Wednesday the 23rd. I'm excited. I love Double Dare as a kid. I'm excited to see what the new version will look like. So if you grew up in 90s Nickelodeon era, make sure to check out the Double Dare 30th Anniversary Special. And finally, in the world of video games, there's a big one coming out from Ubisoft, Watch Dogs 2. It's coming out on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. It is an open-world action stealth game focused on hacking and near-future technology. You play as a hacker vigilante who tries to topple a corrupt organization and a city-wide government surveillance operation. Currently has an 86 on Metacritic. For those of you that have been fans of the series, you know that Watch Dogs, the original Watch Dogs, had sort of mediocre to average reviews, but this one is being hailed as taking all the steps in all the right places to make this a great sequel. So go check out Watch Dogs 2 on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC this week.
And you'll be reported to the cyber police. Consequences will never be the same.
That's right.
Yeah,
consequences. So
that's what happens when you hack in Watch Dogs improperly.
And you'll be reported to the cyber police. Consequences will never be the same.
So there you have it. Consequences will never be the same in Watch Dogs 2. And that wraps it up for this week in entertainment.
All right, Mike, thank you for that segment this week in entertainment. We have one more news story to get to here in the entertainment entree, and this is an interesting power play that I think would be interesting if it happens. Disney may be in talks to try to buy Netflix.
Yeah, this is a rumor that's been actually in the background since last month.
It's gaining steam now.
It is gaining steam, and you know what they say, where there's steam... Or rather, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, if you wanted me to feed into your saying, I should have said there's more smoke.
Yeah, there's more smoke. They're sending smoke signals. Netflix and Disney.
Steam. and steam signals. Yes.
Oh, look over the horizon. They're sending steam signals. Yeah.
That's the only thing we can do is a steam whistle.
Steamboat Willie?
Oh,
steam
there
signals?
You go.
There you go.
Illuminati.
Half-Life 3. People, we are beyond the looking glass. Should I do Alex Jones? People! We are beyond the looking glass.
Consequences will never be the same.
And the consequences will never be the same.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring up consequences. Let's talk about the consequences of...
Consequences will never be the same.
Let's talk about the possible consequences of Disney buying Netflix. First, let's... should we get our general opinions of this, or should we go over... Let's go over the pros and cons before we give our opinions on what we would like to see happen. So, possible pros of this. From Disney's perspective, they could get a huge catalog of original content.
Yeah.
Not just original content, but award-winning content. We're talking House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Stranger Things, Making a Murderer, Bloodline. These are big shows for Netflix. I almost sound like Trump there. These are big shows.
They are huge.
I wanted to say huge. He's going to ruin that word for me. They're huge shows for Netflix. So you can only imagine the interest that Disney would have in acquiring shows like that. Not only that, but in this world in which streaming services are becoming more and more popular, Disney has a chance to all of a sudden acquire the largest streaming service with all its infrastructure, its huge user base of tens of millions of users, especially for a company like Disney, who doesn't really have a foothold in this industry as of yet. They could, with the snap of their fingers and signing of a check, become the largest streaming service in the country.
You sounded like a Christmas carol or something. Like
a Christmas carol?
Yeah. Like with,
how do you figure?
With the snap of my fingers and a wisp of my eyebrow, I suddenly became in charge of Netflix.
With this thing in the stock which tells time. It's a clock. It's a clock in the stock. I love that line because it's like this thing which tells time. It's a clock.
That's why the movie is fancy.
No, but that's why the movie is brilliant.
It's more fancier.
It is. It is. That's why the movie is brilliant. But anyway,
a Christmas Story reference there for all those.
Thank you for the comparison. I love that. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, but what is that? It's a major award.
A major award?
Shucks, I wouldn't know, Dad. It looks like a lamp. But it's a lamp, you nincompoop. But it's a major award. I won it.
So every line of that movie is just gold.
It's like a major award I just gave you.
Yes, it is. And it feels like a major award. Even though what you really gave me was a lamp. It feels like a major award. And next week, you're just going to show up with a leg lamp. You're
just
like, here
you
go. Oh, yeah.
Just for you, Mike.
Just for me. Thanks. But
Fragile. Yeah, must be Italian.
But let me tell you, signing Netflix would be like a major award for Disney, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think about the potential of Disney acquiring such a large streaming service and instantly becoming one of the big players? Do you think that would, I mean, it goes without saying, that would be probably pretty preferable for Disney.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge power play for Disney because they don't really have a streaming service. They kind of...
I can't think... They moved ESPN. They launched an app where you can like watch stuff. But
it doesn't really work.
This is the other reason. Viewership of ESPN and all Disney programs has been declining.
Yeah.
Especially ESPN because people, they don't need it anymore. You know, ESPN was like a 24-hour news thing for sports. But now if you can just find it online in... you know, 20 seconds, why sit and watch an hour-long program on ESPN when you get snap reactions and analysis on Twitter and Facebook and straight from the NFL and MLB?
Right.
You know? So this is in part probably to combat the fact that they're losing viewers there. It's also probably to fight back against AT&T, who's going to buy out Time Warner, which is huge because it includes HBO... and all that HBO has to offer, that would make AT&T enormous because it would be AT&T, Time Warner, DirecTV would all fall under AT&T then. So Disney wants to, you know, stay relevant and compete with AT&T, with Time Warner possibly leaving the battlefield.
Yeah.
So those are some of the positives there. Also, one thing that I've heard as a rumor that Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, might become the new CEO of Disney because Bob Iger has delayed his retirement and he's getting up there in age, and that if they were to sign a deal with Netflix, that one of the possible positives would be Reed Hastings, this very tech savvy modern CEO, could become the head of Disney. I don't know about that.
It seems strange
they would bring in an outside person to helm Disney.
Yeah, maybe because that's Disney, more like sweeten the deal if they offer a package to Netflix.
Maybe. We'll have to see how that plays out. But let's talk about, those are some of the pros. Let's talk about some of the cons.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely some issues here being raised with this possible merger. The biggest one that I see is how do Disney's and Netflix's catalogs mix? Because on one hand, you have Mickey Mouse and the live-action Beauty and the Beast, and Pixar. And on the other hand, you have Bloodline, House of Cards, and Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Now, if you've watched any of those shows, you know the content does not exactly line up with Disney's character and brand imaging.
No, just be honest. All right, Disney's more focused on family-friendly experience.
They are, and they're excellent at that. I think the best in the industry.
But Netflix has been offering more mature shows, more adult shows, dramas. Like, I mean,
that 18 to 35 demographic.
Yeah,
you gotta get them.
I don't want to see, if Disney does take over Netflix, I don't want to see them messing around with House of Cards or Stranger Things or anything like that.
Do you think that Disney would meddle with them?
They might. I mean, once they have control of Netflix, they're allowed to.
I mean, they can do whatever they want.
Right.
And the other, and this sort of leads into another con, is the cost of upkeeping Netflix, of all that original programming. You know, we talk about the NFL getting too big too fast. Netflix is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to create this original content. Will Disney want to stomach that cost? Or could we see them cutting some of maybe the lesser-known original series that have lesser fans but are still really good, like The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, or some of the obscure anime offerings that Netflix has, or some of the documentaries? Could we see those get cut?
I could see that.
That would be a shame,
yeah.
I think. Which leads to the biggest, another big con here, is subscribers. Would subscribers leave Netflix because of potential cuts in the catalog or because of a potential price hike to make up the difference of producing that original content?
A price hike might do it, yeah.
So if Netflix bumps it up,
they
let's say Netflix goes $15 a month.
I don't know. That might, you might be getting up
would,
there.
Would that be breaking the bank? Because right now it's at 10.
Yeah, and that's pretty reasonable.
I think 10 is like the sweet spot for streaming services.
Yeah.
I think that's like the golden number.
Because that's not too much to part with.
No.
I mean, that's like a lunch.
Yeah.
You know, that's all right. Yeah. But if you're pushing 15, you're almost at 20, I don't know.
Yeah, the big worry for me is what happens if they introduce like tiered plans like Hulu has.
Oh, no.
Like $10 gets you this new plan where you have ads, bumper ads at the front and the back. Maybe you lose some exclusive content. And then they have like, now this is just speculation on my part, but would that shock you to see that from?
You know, it wouldn't shock me, but I would just be really disappointed.
I would be super disappointed.
Yeah, please don't do tiered systems.
I think that's one of the reasons why Hulu is failing. Because you look at Hulu, I know I always, whenever we talk about streaming services, I always go back to how much I hate Hulu. Their interface, sucks. Their website sucks. They have this tiered thing where it's like $8 gets you to the shows with ads. And $12 gets you the shows without ads. And you can add Showtime for an extra $2. And CBS for another. It's like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
It should be simple. It should be $10, no ads, watch all the TV you want to watch.
Yeah, when you want to watch TV, you want to just shut your brain off.
But I think Hulu is an example of why Netflix would be cost prohibitive. Because Netflix has stuck to that single tier pricing structure. And so they're not bringing in that extra revenue from ads. They're not bringing in that extra revenue from pro or exclusive features. So I could see Disney wanting to change that up to stay competitive. Maybe see HBO Now at $15 a month. Let's go $15 a month. We see Hulu getting away with showing ads. Let's do $15 a month and have bumper ads before and after. I could see that being a potential future.
I just hope they don't go down that path.
Now, again, all speculation. But that's what I love to do here on the podcast.
Yeah, that's what we do.
It's wild speculation.
That's right.
Is it based in fact? Hell no.
No.
I don't care.
No. Are we on drugs? You don't know.
It's a grab bag.
Yeah.
This week it could be meth. Next week it could be cocaine. You just never know.
You just don't know. You have to keep listening.
That's right. It's a week-by-week journey. But overall, how do you feel about this news that Disney could be buying out Netflix, taking out all the speculation? Because in my mind, if it allows Netflix to keep operating, you know, because the worst case scenario is that Netflix eventually becomes too big, they can't keep up with demand, and they start to putter out on their own, you know? So if Disney allows them to stay alive and stay afloat, then I'd be for it. And Disney already has a really strong partnership with Netflix, with being the exclusive place to watch Disney and Marvel and Lucasfilm and Pixar. And Disney, for the most part, doesn't seem to have a problem with Netflix being their exclusive home, even though Netflix shows these more mature shows. So maybe Disney will be okay if they keep the brand separate, keep Netflix. Netflix and Disney is just the parent company. You know, you don't see Disney branding when you watch ESPN.
Right.
You don't see Disney branding when you watch ABC. You know, ABC has their news programs and Disney doesn't get involved in that. So I'm positive that Disney, being the smart company they are, Disney's a very smart company. Look at Marvel thriving under them. Look at Star Wars thriving under them. Pixar has always done very well. So if they were to buy Netflix and keep it as is, that's the key, keep it as is, I'd be totally fine with it.
Me too. So hopefully they don't.
Is that the key?
Yeah.
Keeping things the status quo?
Right. Keeping things at a state of normalcy.
Yeah, I like that.
Because if they don't, then I think you're going to see backlash.
Yeah, and I think the backlash is the thing that worries me the most. Because if Disney does try to change it and there is that backlash, then all of a sudden they lose subscribers, they can't produce the content, and it sort of snowballs out of control.
So,
but again, all rumors.
Yeah.
And of course, like the day after this comes out, Disney buys Netflix.
Yeah.
that's what always happens on the podcast.
With our luck, yeah.
Yeah. But it's definitely something to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, I think it's worthy of, you know, just making sure if you hear any news that you're prepared, because change may be coming.
Brace yourselves.
Yeah. But there you go. That's our entertainment entree for this week's episode. But don't go anywhere, because we got one more segment and we've got some odd news to cover. So don't go anywhere. Still more of the Crispy Noodle Podcast still to come. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You got a podcast? You got to go to the podcast I go to. I'll get you this podcast for $2. That's the Crispy Noodle Podcast for $2.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
Thieves made off with a full tractor trailer filled of shredded mozzarella cheese bound for a Hungry Howie's Pizza distribution center in Central Florida.
Why?
Would you like to take a guess at how much cheese that's worth?
Oh, God.
$85,000
way off.
Worth of shredded mozzarella cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
The truck was officially reported stolen on Sunday. It's on the loose right now in Florida. Someone has $85,000 worth of shredded mozzarella cheese.
What were they planning to do with the cheese?
Can't exactly sell that on the black market,
you know? I can just picture people on the street corner. Hey, want some mozzarella? I mean, can you buy street cheese?
Street cheese?
Yeah, like street drugs, street cheese.
Oh, man. The good stuff.
Oh, man, I got some hardcore mozzarella here.
They, like, snort it.
Oh, man, people are, like, hooked on mozzarella.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got that mozzarella?
Oh, boy. Wait, why'd you turn to Mickey Mouse there at the end?
He's in Florida, right?
Yeah, he is. I need some more of that mozzarella cheese.
Mickey Mouse has a drug addiction to stolen mozzarella cheese.
I can't run the park without my mozzarella cheese. Goofy, you got some more?
Of course, Mickey. I don't have any mozzarella.
Oh, boy. You need to get me that dime bag. You don't give me that dime back, I'm going to blow your effing head off.
I'm the one who knocks.
Yes.
I would now want to see a Breaking Bad and Mickey Mouse crossover where they're dealing mozzarella cheese.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You think that of me? I am the danger.
Say my name.
Yes.
Say my name.
Mickey Mouse.
You're goddamn right.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
This is Guardian Shield, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. We are done, the sports sampler and the entertainment entree. Somehow we're still standing despite all of our drug use.
It has been rampant this episode, but I think it adds a certain flair.
That's right.
A certain unpredictability that is compelling.
I'm the president of the company. If I want to stand out here naked, I'll do it.
You'll do it.
I'm Ric Flair. I'm the president. I am Ric Flair.
Yeah, the flair.
Yeah.
You walked into that. You said you had flair.
I did say that we added a certain flair to it. I didn't mean Ric Flair, but I guess I got to take what you give me.
Yeah. Well, already I'm throwing Mike off, and that's something that usually happens in this next segment, because The Odd News tends to do that when I report all the craziness that happens. Isn't that right, Mike?
Very true. Very true.
So, should we launch right into it then?
Let's do it. It's time for the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News.
We've been talking about cool and its ramifications and how it applies to the hip scene. But maybe you could give us some examples now of the opposite of cool. Uncool. Just exactly what is uncool?
My nipples look like milk duds.
Holy shnikes.
It's time for the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News.
It's not of this world. I don't know exactly what it is or what it's doing, but this is not human intelligence, okay? It's not human intelligence we're facing!
How you doing? Me? I'm doing great.
Manda de bastata. I don't make this stuff up.
I'll take a pound of nuts.
That's a lot of nuts! That'll be $4, baby! You want fries with that?
I seen the celery dance across the baseball fields.
You had me at meat tornado.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact,
never play this again. Okay. what does that mean?
And now it's time for the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders. Go to the bathroom because you're in for hell, right?
Woo! Odd News.
All right, folks. Time to let out your primal scream, just like the amazing Alex Jones, because for the first time in 4 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We have new odd news.
Yeah,
this is very regal. I love it.
Yeah, it's time.
We're returning to form. I don't know if you guys have noticed, my voice has been better in terms of range, being able to scream, being able to, you know, get a little crazier with it. So we're feeling confident. We're going to try this. We're going to do some new odd news for the first time in, I think it's 3 or 4
weeks.
Yeah,
it's been like 3 weeks.
We've been doing a lot of recaps, which have been great. Don't get me wrong.
Well, actually, you know, it's been good to go over the past.
It has been good to go over the past, but it's finally time to move forward and look into the bright, brilliant future of the Odd News. And for those of you that might not be familiar here in the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News, Rich researches the news, he reads the news, and I react to the news. He finds these stories, keeps them hidden from me, secreted away, so that I don't see them with my prying eyes. And they are very prying eyes. They try and get in there, but he doesn't let it happen, so that all my reactions are my genuine gut reactions to hearing these stories for the very first time. I don't know what's about to happen. You guys don't know what's about to happen, and even Rich doesn't know what's about to happen, because these stories always take us down wacky and wild paths, and I'm amazed that I got through that spiel, because I haven't said it in about a month.
Yeah, but
this is all very new to me. It's all very strange.
Yeah, we got to get you back into odd news.
Because for the past month, it's been like, all right, we're going to do a rerun here, and we're like, you know.
But Mike is back in action, so.
That's right, we're back in form, brand new odd news. I'm ready, let's do it. It's been a while.
Yeah, so you ready to launch into
it? Yes, my palate has been cleansed. There's the nice the nice sorbet between courses.
Okay, well,
I'm ready. Let's do it. You tell I'm excited?
Let's ruin it for you then with this story. Going to Tokyo in our first story here.
Konnichiwa. That's
sure.
Japanese?
Sure, I don't know.
No?
I
thought it was.
I don't know, beats me.
What does konnichiwa mean? Doesn't it mean hello?
I don't know. Google it. I don't know.
I'm going to try. I don't even know how to spell it, but I will. Go ahead.
But while you Google it, here's our first story from Tokyo. A woman who went into a Tokyo hospital for surgery needed to be treated for burns after, and this is true, one of her farts apparently started a fire in the operating room. Yes.
What do you mean one of her farts started a fire? What operation was she getting that they had open flames and she was farting so much to set things on fire?
No!
Oh my God. What? I want to know what was happening that led to this.
The fire happened at the Tokyo Medical University Hospital when a doctor was using a laser on the cervix of a woman in her 30s. Doctors believe...
Did the fart light the laser? Like,
doctors believe the patient passed gas that was then ignited by the laser.
Oh my god.
The result
that is just the funniest, like, for some reason that is just so strange. It's almost like an action movie. Like, yeah, man, my farts are so powerful, you know, lasers can light them on fire. It's like, oh.
The resulting fire burned most of the patient's body, waist, and legs.
That is sad.
According to a report about the incident, no flammable materials were in the operating room during the surgery, and that the equipment was functioning normally. According to the police report, when the patient's intestinal gas leaked into the space of the operation...
That's a very odd. You could tell that was translated a few times.
Yeah.
When the bodily gas of the body of the gaseous of intestines.
Thanks, guys. The police report. When the patient's intestinal gas leaked into the space of the operation, it ignited with the irradiation of the laser and the burning spread, eventually reaching the surgical drape and causing a big fire.
Wow.
Was this just like, did it become like a flamethrower? Like... Like, what is happening here? Because usually, you know, you see those videos online where somebody lights a fart on fire, and it's like a flash, and then it, like...
But this is a straight laser.
Yeah, so, I mean, it seems like it was, like, burning, like, uncontrollably. Like,
no!
The gas emitted was equivalent to the length of that no.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, well, that's what I'm imagining, because if it's just a little toot, like, it's like...
No, it's that, like, that it's, would be it's, nothing.
But if it was like a stream, like a...
Yeah, you know? This had to be a really big... what do they call it? Intestinal gas leak. I think I'm going to refer to my farts like that now.
It's an intestinal gas leak.
Yeah, intestinal gas leak.
It's like
I didn't fart. No,
it's
I
like a gas main breaking. You
yeah,
know?
I had intestinal gas leak.
An intestinal gas leak. Yeah,
IGL.
An IGL. Ooh, if you boy. Give it, if you give it an acronym,
it sounds fancier.
It's very fancy.
Oh boy, that IGL, man.
IGL.
The methane gas that is released during a fart can be ignited when heat sources such as a laser or other fire sources are used in the vicinity. So yeah, there you go. Enough to light a laser on fire.
I mean, on one hand, that's kind of sad, but on the other hand, it's like out of a comic book or something. It's just so absurd that it caused that much damage.
Yeah.
Like, you farting caused, like, catastrophic
bodily
harm.
The operating room is on fire.
The operating room is on fire. The whole wing of the hospital is, like, evacuated because you farted.
Yep, somebody's on fire. All right, ready to get to our next story here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I like this story. I definitely like this story. U.S. custom agents in Arizona arrested a man who was found to be concealing near... Yeah. U.S. custom agents in Arizona arrested a man found to be concealing nearly 3 pounds of meth.
Happy, happy birthday from drug dealer to you. Here's some meth. Have some fun. Meth, 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 meth.
But he hid the 3 pounds of meth inside packages of tortillas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, you know, multicultural.
Nice. Yeah, exactly.
We're expanding our drug empire. Isn't that great? Yeah.
Is this from Breaking Bad, Heisenberg?
Yes. Customs and Border Protection said officers at the port of Nogales searched a 62-year-old man using the pedestrian crossing when a narcotic-sniffing canine indicated the presence of drugs. The agency said that the middles of the tortillas had been cut out to make room to hide nearly 3 pounds of meth inside the packages. So, yeah, we're not...
That's pretty smart, though.
We're not talking about, you know, a little dinky thing. This is huge.
I mean, that's a lot of... Did he have a lot of... He must have had many packages of tortillas.
Yeah.
Because 3 pounds is, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at. 3 pounds is quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean, this is some, this is Breaking Bad.
I mean, you know what I think is interesting about this is that Well, that is interesting. But the other thing that's interesting is the fact that he's like one of the first criminals in a long time to not just try and shove it up his butt.
Yeah, congratulations.
Like, I feel like this man should be commended, right? Because normally people are like, let's see, up the butt, no. Up the hoo-ha, no. You know? So he's thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
He's thinking with tortillas, you know?
Very smart, like
very
Walter
smart.
White.
That's right. That's yeah. right. He could have been the next Walter White, but he got caught.
The suspect was turned over to U.S. Immigrations and Custom Enforcement's Homeland Security investigations, and he will be prosecuted.
Really?
So,
Homeland Security?
Yeah.
For drugs?
Because it was along the border patrol.
The border. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, he won't have a chance to start his drug empire.
Well, once that wall goes up.
Yeah, too bad.
Don't worry, no more drugs after that. but I think this man should be commended for not sticking it up his butt.
Yeah, I think you're
right. People, you might be thinking, oh, you know, why am I harping on that? You don't know how many stories I hear where it's like, oh, guess where he hid the drugs? Up his butt. Like, every criminal, it's like they're ass fetishists. There's everything. The drugs just go straight up the butt.
Yep, but
the pistol goes straight up the butt. The watch, whatever you're stealing, goes straight up the butt. This guy's like, no, I'm going to respect my
better class of criminal.
My anus. I'm going to put it in the tortillas.
Yeah, all right. A better class of criminal.
Yeah,
here.
He's a classy guy, all right.
He's like Heisenberg.
You just have it teed up to that point in the song.
Yeah, because I love that point. Because it's so like,
Heisenberg.
Yeah, right? It doesn't. You just hear it, Heisenberg.
Huh? It's like all this like flowery, flowy, you know, romance
and
language.
German,
like, Heisenberg.
Heisenberg. Like, yeah.
Me llamo Heisenberg. You know?
Yeah, it doesn't. It stops the song.
It really does. It's very abrasive.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, German is a very abrasive language. Have you ever like tried to say something pleasant in German? Like, Guten Tag. That means hello, good day.
Yeah, right? But it sounds like you're about to have a heart attack.
Was ist das? What is this?
Liebig!
Liebig.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Those are the only things I know how to say in German.
Yeah, it doesn't sound nice. Let's move on to our next story here. We're jumping to Russia in this next story. Rasputin, Russia's greatest love machine. And so they shot him till he was dead.
Russians.
Yeah, so there we go.
Is that going to be our Russian music from now on?
I think it is. I think that's our Russian
That is amazing.
Cue.
Ra, ra, Rasputin. I love that.
I think that's our new cue. Russia's greatest love machine. And so they shot him till he was dead.
Oh, those Russians.
Yep, that's our new Russian cue.
It also makes me think we haven't been to Russia in a long time.
Yeah.
Like a very long time. So I'm excited for this one.
Here's a true story from Russia. A 63-year-old man in the Russian city of Cheboksary has been arrested.
Cheboksary?
Yep. Has been arrested on suspicion that he murdered his friend because he insulted his accordion skills. And so they shot him till he was
dead. Oh, those Russians.
How dare you insult my accordion skills?
That is a major, major social faux pas in... what was this place?
Cheboksary.
Cheboksary?
Yeah.
Such a weird name.
Was
that really that serious of an offense? Like, were you that into a... What was it, accordion?
Yeah. He takes it very seriously.
Was he like a professional accordion player? Or was he just like an amateur playing away on the squeeze box?
Squeeze box? That's what you call it? The squeeze box?
You never heard the Who song, Squeeze Box? It's a double entendre.
Oh, okay.
You never heard of that?
Anyway, according to the Russian news agency, local investigators say that the man attacked his 66-year-old friend after a drunken quarrel, hitting him in the head and the legs. The murder was not an accident, because to finish the job, the suspect reportedly fetched a sledgehammer.
All right.
And drove it into the victim.
Wow.
And then decided to take a nap.
Why is that such a common theme in the odd news?
It's murdering.
Violence, murder is.
It takes a lot out of you.
It's very tiring.
Yeah.
It's very tiring.
The thing that pisses me off.
Do you know how heavy a sledgehammer is?
Yeah.
All right, think about it. He's got to run over. He's got to grab it. He's got to lift it. He's got to swing it. He's all tuckered out at that point. That fucking sucked.
Yeah.
So this was the accordion player who hit the guy with the sledgehammer, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
A freaking sledgehammer.
Where was he that there was just a sledgehammer lying around?
Russia.
Everybody just has, well, the hammer and sickle, right?
Yeah, there you go. Hammer and sickle, yeah.
There you go.
There you go. That's why.
It's on the flag.
It's not a symbol.
It's in your home. Yeah, it's not a symbol. It's a requirement for what every household must own in Russia. You have a hammer and you have a sickle.
And just in case somebody insults your honor.
That's right.
That's what you
hit him with the old 1-2 punch. The combo, hammer and sickle. Sledgehammer.
Why don't you call my name? I don't think it's used in this way, though.
No. Oh, let me be a sledgehammer. I can't believe you were so frantically searching for this.
Yeah, why not, man? Peter Gabriel.
Sledgehammer.
You know Genesis is coming back on a world tour?
Are they really?
This should have been an entertainment. I'm sorry we didn't mention this. But, yeah, Genesis is coming back on a world tour with Phil Collins. So maybe Gabriel and all them will reunite.
Hmm. Maybe.
Or they'll gather together and honor this Russian murder.
This is why they're getting back together.
They have to honor this accordion player.
Yes, exactly. This accordion player from Chebuxery. That'd be funny if he was like singing this as he was bludgeoning this guy. You better call the sledgehammer.
Oh, by the way, this gets better. There's more. There's more to the story here.
Okay.
After his friend took a nap, he left the body in the house for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
By which point, he then decided to use an axe to dismember his old friend.
Man, this guy is cold.
Yeah. Jeez. I'm starting to believe that these guys aren't friends.
No. Well, if you're willing to bludgeon somebody with a sledgehammer, odds are you were never great friends to begin with.
In Russia, this is definition of friend.
In Russia, you are not friend unless you're capable of killing me. Okay? You prove your friendship, you stab me with penknife, please.
Yes.
Like, you know, I don't know why I picked a penknife.
Mike, when I die, you must bury me in backyard.
Rich, when I die, please chop me up into little pieces. And feed me to cat and dog. it is such a weird thing to think like these guys were friends and he brutalized him.
Yeah.
And then he took a nap.
Yeah, he took a nap.
He was so not bothered by it. Like, if I just got done bludgeoning you, it's like, oh, well, Rich is dead. I'm going to go take a nap real quick. You know, right?
It's a lot of work.
It's like, that doesn't make any sense.
It's a lot of work.
Like, how can you just finish killing someone you're supposed to be a friend and then...
It takes a lot out of you.
Like, did he just, like, the body's laying there, he just, like, sprawls out on the couch? Yeah, he turns on Netflix, which is owned by Disney at that point, and he just kicks off his shoes, body's sitting there on the floor.
Oh, look, Fantasia.
Fantasia. Is now it's time for me to take the drugs, watch the Fantasia, and forget about dead body in the living room. I will use for fertilizer for potato later.
Well, he failed to dispose of the body parts carefully because he threw a couple of them in the trash.
Oh, sure. Just put him out in the trash. Put the head on top of the trash can. Don't worry.
And trash
collectors.
They won't
ask any questions.
Yeah, trash collectors soon discovered the victim's remains in the trash can. And that was when police were able to identify the victim and the murder suspect. When police inspectors confronted him, he spent several hours resisting arrest and grabbed a pitchfork. This guy is very resourceful.
He's got sledgehammers and pitchforks and accordions.
He's very... Boy, yeah, for an accordion player. Well, so wait,
he resisted arrest for several hours?
Yeah.
What was... How? How do you resist arrest for several hours?
Nobody...
They're just like, come with us. No, I don't think I will.
I have a pitchfork.
I have a pitchfork. Go away. Oh, no. What were the cops doing for several hours?
This is a very impressive accordion player.
I think his true talent is not in the accordion, but in using weapons.
Yeah, it should have been a spy or something.
A spy with a sledgehammer and a pitchfork. The worst spy ever.
Okay,
the loudest weapon imaginable, other than like a bazooka or a shotgun, would be a sledgehammer.
Okay, then an enforcer spy.
An enforcer spy.
I don't know. The point is he has skills.
The point is he should be attacking people, not playing music.
Right, he should not have been an accordion player.
No, not at all.
The man surrendered to law enforcement eventually and confessed to the murder. So
after fighting them with a pitchfork, he just gives up.
He's a very tired guy.
That's not the Russian way.
He took a nap. He's very tired.
Yeah, he had to take a nap. That's how the police got him. He took another nap.
He's very tired.
Very tired. Murdering tuckers you out.
Right, exactly. Let's do this story here. This is a quick one. Another Arizona story.
All right.
Realized that. Two stories in Arizona.
I don't think we've ever really gone to Arizona that much, but two in one episode, that's big news.
Yep. This is just a quick one, but this is funny to imagine. A driver in Arizona stopped at a drive-thru of a fast food restaurant during a police chase.
The Russian guy takes a nap. This guy decides, oh, you know what? This is tiring. I want to stop and get a quick coffee and an Egg McMuffin or something. What is going on with these criminals?
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
You have more pressing issues at hand, namely getting away from the cops.
But, you know, so you got to stop. You got to feed your stomach, man. How are you going to survive in this tough wilderness?
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
The big question is, though, what did he get? And also, did the cops get anything? They're like, well, if we're in line, we might as well. you know what he should have done? He should have gotten in the drive-thru and ordered his thing and be like, and you know what? Let me pick up the bill for the car behind me. The car behind us got lights flashing and sirens blaring.
The driver, Josh Atkins, had an outstanding warrant and did not stop for officers as they pursued his white pickup truck at 11 o'clock at night. That's when the suspect stopped in at an In-N-Out burger and ordered a hamburger.
That's it? Just a hamburger?
Yeah. That's all he wanted.
At least go out with a bang and get, like, you know, a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, get everything on the menu.
But I don't understand. Like, did he realize he was being pursued by police?
He might have been on drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe he didn't realize. Maybe the cops have been following him for like miles and he's just like totally out of it.
Well, guess what?
What?
I think the cops suck here because Atkins pulled through the drive-thru, spent several minutes getting his order.
Oh, come on!
And then the police didn't block him.
How? Do you know how long the drive-thru takes? Sometimes the drive-thru takes longer than going into the stupid place.
It said several minutes in the police report.
Did they wait? They waited behind him in line, didn't they?
Yeah, they thought they were going to pay. He's going to pay for their food.
Guys, this is our chance to get some free food.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
I can't believe it. You were given a criminal on a silver platter there.
Yeah.
He went to the drive-thru.
And they blocked.
There's only one way in or out.
They didn't block the exit.
They didn't block
the
exit. Like, what are they thinking?
I think some people need to be fired in Arizona.
And how do the people at the drive-thru not think like, oh, look, there's cops actively chasing this person. Let's delay him a little bit. No, they served him, didn't they?
Yeah, he got a hamburger.
He got a hamburger. Okay, you're a fast food employee. Your priority, stop a criminal, get him his hamburger on time. You're a company man.
Yeah, my boss wants me to have the burgers out on time.
You have to meet a quota.
Yeah, all right?
Yeah, you have to maintain a certain pace.
It's not my job to handle this criminal.
You're like, hey, man, look, I just served the burgers, dude, all right?
Yeah, all right? This is the best I can come up with.
This is the best I can. I don't know why I put on like a surfer dude voice.
Yeah.
I just imagine everybody working at fast food is like a surfer.
Yeah, that's his weekend job.
What's his daytime job? Surfer?
Yeah, he's a surfer by day.
Surfer is not a job.
It could be if you're in competitions. and you're doing it with Batman in the 60s.
I was just going to say, if you're Batman and Joker in the 60s.
Right, exactly.
People are like, what are they talking about?
There's an episode of the Adam West Batman series where Batman has to outsurf the Joker.
You showed me this. It is ridiculous because the Joker's like, I'm going to win the surfing competition. And Batman's like, no, you're not. Instead of just shooting you or throwing a batarang, I'm going to surf.
We're
going to
have a surfing competition.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you just like blow up his surfboard with a... like a bat device?
No, because we're doing this fair and square. It's the 1960s.
The 60s was a magical era.
And they're surfing.
Where nothing made sense.
They're also surfing in their suits.
Yeah. Yeah, they're surfing like full like get up like Batman is like with the cape and the utility belt.
Yeah.
Joker's got his face paint on and he's like full purple suit.
Yeah.
And like, what is happening?
Drugs.
And the people on the beach. The people on the beach, they're like, yeah, go Joker, go Batman. They're like, what is going on?
Who is rooting for Joker?
I don't know. People. Would you vote for Joker or Batman?
Joker.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Yeah.
I knew you would cheer for Joker. Let's be honest. Joker's much more interesting than Batman.
Yeah. And I also love the fact that in that clip, when he walks out, he's like so giddy that he beat Batman. That's the whole episode. It's just,
yeah. He just,
I beat Batman!
Yeah, he won the surfing competition.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know why he wanted to win the surfing competition. But anyway, the point is then he went back to the fast food place to work at his night job.
And these police...
I can't believe...
This is why Joker gets away. These dumb police, they can't handle somebody who was in a police chase who stopped at a drive-thru.
I can't believe they served him, though. Like, that is the part that... I don't understand. You're like... I understand that you're like, you're tired. You don't want to be at your job. But if you see a guy... And you see cops actively pursuing him, and you're just like, whatever.
Yeah, it's
not my
job.
He ordered a number two. That's above my pay grade.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Yeah. That's exactly what he said.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Just go drive through, man. Go through. All right, I got other customers.
This criminal may have been dumb, but I think... The dumb award in this one goes to the cops.
Yeah, the cops
and the drive-through employee.
How do you not block the end of the drive-through?
How do you not block? Why do you follow him?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if they followed him, but why do you not like try anything other than what you did?
Like everybody was hungry.
Everybody was hungry. Yeah, I can just imagine like the guy pulls up and there's like a parade of like four or five cop cars behind him,
all with their lights on.
They're all waiting patiently in line, inching forward. Oh, come on.
Later on that night, they were able to find the white pickup truck in a local
neighborhood.
He got
away?
Yeah, he actually got away for a little bit, yeah.
He stopped, bought food, and got away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This.
I thought maybe they missed blocking, but maybe they got him down the street. But he got away.
Yeah.
He had time to eat that food.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Hopefully that was a tasty burger, because police were able to find him in a nearby neighborhood in the white pickup truck, and he was arrested.
Why would you stay in the truck? There's so many questions with this story.
Everybody is dumb in this story.
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
They had like a good 6 or 7 minutes to like study every detail about that truck. You know, sometimes maybe you miss the license plate. They were able to do a full sketch, get the license plate, get every little detail, nook and cranny. They're waiting behind him in line. They didn't block him at the exit. The fast food guy was like, oh, who cares about the cops? I'm going to serve him his burger anyway. And the guy, he... miraculously gets away, and what does he do? I'm gonna sit in my truck for a couple of hours until they find me. Are you
enjoy
kidding
my
me?
Burger?
Well, yeah.
Don't forget, I have to enjoy the burger.
It was a really good burger.
Yeah, it's in
it took it took him like a couple of hours to eat it.
I wish I could get an In-N-Out burger.
I hear they're really good.
Yeah,
it's only a West Coast.
It is only a West Coast. You can.
What do we have? We have nothing here.
We have Wawa.
It's not a burger place, though.
No, but it's our. You know,
yeah, Wawa's our thing.
Yeah, you know, nobody else has Wawa, so
that's true. Florida has Wawa.
They have one Wawa.
Florida has one Wawa.
Yeah.
I thought they have more than one.
Maybe they have a couple. I don't, they were expanding down Florida. I don't know.
Jersey has Wawa.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying the East
Coast
has
this
Wawa,
area, yeah,
all right?
Yeah. So, gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is...
Have you ever been to a Hardee's?
Yes.
They're good.
Yes, they are.
But there's none around here. You
have to go to, like, down Delaware, like, south of Delaware.
Well, or out west in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, Arizona cops, you're all dumb.
Yes, I agree.
Come on. It's not that hard.
They're too busy catching the guy with 3 pounds of meth or cocaine in his tortillas.
Block the other end of the drive-thru. It's not that hard.
It's not like they didn't have time either.
Yeah.
The guy was waiting for a hamburger to be made.
Yeah.
Like, you had time. Like, there's so many questions here.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
Well, that's the end of the normal odd news, but there is a special that I would like to bring to your attention.
Uh-oh.
And that is a kind of it's now, I think, a yearly tradition now at this time of the calendar year.
Okay.
It is time for this year's report on sick day excuses. Yeah, this is like a yearly tradition now.
So, I think one of the first weeks that I was sick, we ran reruns of the previous 2 years of this segment, right? Yeah. So this is now the third year we're doing this in a row. And I got to tell you, Rich, I don't know. Every year I think it can't get weirder. You know, the first year I think we had the guy accidentally gets on an airplane.
Yeah, that was 2014.
And then the second year, somebody was poisoned by his grandmother's ham.
Yep.
Or as he phrased it, my grandmother poisoned me with a ham.
Yeah.
The entire ham. So I'm eager to find out what weird excuses people are coming up with this year.
Yep.
In 2016, what were the top excuses?
Okay. Before I delve into that, report is from careerbuilder.com. They do an extensive survey where they interview employers. So before we get into the weirdest sick day excuses, here's some interesting facts that the survey found from careerbuilder.com. Here's a good one. 1/3 of employers have actually followed up to see if employees were actually sick on called days out.
Wow.
1/3.
That's a shockingly high number.
Yeah.
Like, you're not safe. But how do they follow up?
Well,
do they like kick down your door with chicken soup and they're like, are you sick?
I don't think they kick down the door, but yeah, they might come, you know, see how you're doing.
Those bosses have way too much time on their hands. If they have enough time to hunt down employees who say they're sick, who's running the business? No, really.
Assistant managers.
Well, there you go. That's why they have assistant managers. Good point.
1/3 of employers have said that they've caught a fake excuse to use a sick day simply by checking the employee's social media pages.
That's something that always pisses me off, is whenever somebody commits a crime or does something they're not supposed to be doing, they immediately go to social media and they're like, ha-ha, I'm a genius. No, you're
not. People hate it, liked it, loved it, did all the things that Facebook does.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, if you're going to use a sick day to play hooky, don't post it on social media.
Yeah, really.
People hit it, liked it, loved it, did all the things that Facebook does.
And as a result, 22% of employers have said that they actually have fired employees over using false excuses to use a sick day. So, yeah, this is actually pretty high numbers. I mean, that's 22%. That's 1 out of every 5.
Yeah.
Not good.
No, not good at all. See, you have to really get sick like me.
Yeah.
Lick those doorknobs.
Get actually
Let people
sick.
Sneeze in your face. Do whatever is necessary to miss work, America.
That's the lesson.
That's the lesson.
Go be sick. Screw health.
As I cough up a lung over there.
All right. Let's do it. A top 10 weirdest sick day excuses of 2016. So, as part of the survey, careerbuilder.com actually asks employers, what are the weirdest sick day excuses you've heard in the past calendar year? And these are the top 10 weirdest ones.
All right. I'm ready. I'm excited.
Okay. Number 10. I'm bowling the game of my life, and I can't make it into work.
Well, you don't want to miss out on 300, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going for a perfect 300, now, that's pretty impressive.
What happens if he's a really bad bowler, and the best bowling game of his life is, like, 78?
No, that's not worth it. You got to get the work.
Got to get the work.
Yeah, come on.
Is there a threshold, Rich, where if you were an employer, you'd say, okay, you keep on bowling?
I think it would have to be a 300.
It'd have to be 300? What happens if he was, like, over 200?
That's all right. That's like a...
Over 200's all right?
Yeah, because
my God, I've like never broken 150. I'm a horrible bowler.
Yeah, I'm a horrible bowler too. But 200 is, I think you have to get five strikes.
That's I don't know what world you live in. That's a lot for me.
But obviously, if somebody's bowling the best game of their life, they got to be in like a league or something.
So you're saying it has to be a 300 game?
Yeah, it has to be.
Anything less, and you're like, no get back
you
to work.
Yeah, you got to get back to work.
Not over 250.
No.
No,
it's got to be 300. Yeah, you need to be doing a perfect game for that excuse to be valid, in my opinion. All right,
fair enough. You're a very strict boss.
I guess.
What happens if it's a 300 game with bumpers?
Don't tell me there's bumpers.
Just don't tell you there's bumpers, okay.
Hey, if you say I'm bowling a 300 game,
yeah, you don't have to mention that there's bumpers.
Exactly. Or that it's like a kid-friendly lane.
There's no such thing as gutter balls.
I don't think I've ever played with bumpers, but I always think it would be fun to just like bowl it as hard as you could against the bumpers and watch it. Like, what does it ping pong around?
It does, but it actually does not help out in knocking all the pins down.
Really? Well, yeah, because you can still be a terrible bowler.
But not just the way the ball hits the pins. It actually doesn't work out in your favor.
Yeah.
If you're trying to do that zigzag, I know what you're trying to do, like a zigzag.
I'm not trying to do a zigzag. I just think it would be fun to see it. Obviously, you're playing with bumpers. You're not concerned about the score, though, in the first place. So it's really...
Yes, we are. We're trying to bowl 300.
Trying to bowl 300 with bumpers.
And get out of work.
Do they have separate lists of bowling alleys, like 300 with bumpers and 300 without bumpers?
No. In order... You have to do no bumpers.
Well, that's not fair.
I'm sorry. This is bowling snobs now you're talking about.
Bowling snobs. You were on the bowling team, weren't you?
I was.
You were. Did you have your own ball? And
yeah.
Like...
I still have it somewhere.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a terrible bowler. You have no idea how bad I am. If I broke 100, it was like, man, that was a good game. That was a good
you
game.
You took off work.
Yeah, I took off work. Man, I bowled 102. That was a skip work day right there.
All right, let's move on to number 9 here on our list. Quote, I had used a hair remover under my arms, and now I have burns as a result, and now I can't put my arms down.
What is it? I can't put my arms down!
That's exactly what you sound like, FYI.
Oh my
if
God.
You were the one that used
I
that excuse.
I can't put my arms down!
That's exactly what you sound like.
What is it? I can't put my arms down!
That's amazing. You know what, though? I've heard horror stories online about certain hair removal products. And I know that some of them are very painful, but I mean, that's just, you got to feel bad for the guy. You can't hold that against him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you messed up. It's funny. I had a good laugh. Take the day off. If somebody called you with that, you know what, you know, it's like, okay.
Okay.
Fine. Your arms are burning. You can't put your arms down. You're the kid from the Christmas story.
You're the kid from the Christmas story, all right? At that rate. Yeah.
You can't penalize the kid from the Christmas story.
You know what? I think that's the punishment. You have to admit you're the kid from a Christmas story. If you do that, then I will grant you the day off. I think that's the punishment.
I like it.
What is it?
That sucks that the whole day he's just got to walk around with his arms in the air.
All right, ready for number 8?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is what this guy said. Quote, I'm not sick, but my pet llama is. Yes, I have a sick llama. I have to take care of him.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say to that.
I think that's one of those you have to check. Like, I better see the next day that, like, you have a picture of your pet llama.
Yeah, like, nursing it to health with, like, a bowl of soup and, like, one of those packs on its head, you know?
Yeah, what's his name? What's your llama's name?
What's your llama's name?
What does he like to eat?
I think... Grass?
I don't know. I need a detailed report on your pet llama.
I think I would follow up on that one purely because... I would be so intrigued at the idea that this guy has a pet llama. Not because I want to catch him, just I want to know more.
Yeah.
How did you come to possess a llama? When you're at the pet store and you're going dog, cat, parrot, lizard, Llama.
Yes.
How do you get to llama? I've never seen llama as an option at Petco or PetSmart. Whatever. I don't know. I don't go to Petco. Llama, 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 llama. I love that song.
There you go. Any chance we can play the llama song? Why not?
You know what? There's a generation that will grow up not knowing the llama song, Rich.
What a sick generation.
You got there's such anger and contempt in your voice there. What a sick generation. I hate them already.
Yeah, I hate them already. I'm going to be an awesome old guy. Come here and listen to the llama song, boy.
Sit down here, boy. Listen to this llama song. Listen here, sonny. Back in my day, we had End of the World, the Badgers, and the Llamas.
Yes.
Those were the original internet dank memes. Your dank memes got nothing on our dank memes.
Yeah.
You remember that.
Ready for number 7 on our list here?
Yeah, I don't know what can top the llama, though. I love the llama. That's great. But what do you got here?
Quote, number 7 on our top 10 weirdest sick day excuses. Number 7, I ate cat food instead of tuna, and I'm deathly ill.
What? How are you deathly ill from eating cat food?
Yeah. How did did you mix up the two cans? Like one's cat food and one's tuna?
But why would cat food make you make you deathly ill?
Yeah.
What is in cat food? Hold on, wait. I have to look this up. I have to look this up. Can cat food make you sick?
Can it almost kill you?
That's insane. Why is this a question? This is on Popular Science. Can people safely eat cat food? Why are so many people eating cat food?
This is the actual thing.
Yes. Oh, my God. Why? Okay. So somebody at the American Dietetic, is that a word? Association?
Sure.
That said, I'm fully confident that your body can handle kitty chow.
Specifically kitty chow. That's it. We're not sure about everything else, but kitty chow, you're fine.
The ingredients. This is on Popular Science.
Just in case.
This isn't some kooky backwater section of the internet. This is Popular Science. It says the ingredients listed on organic blends of cat food sound pretty tasty. Newman's Own canned beef formula uses a free-ranged beef from Uruguay, is 95% USDA certified organic. The cats are eating better than I am. Why is, I don't, like, seriously, people, I typed in, can cat food make you sick? And the top one is a Popular Science article.
You know,
why do we have that many people eating cat food?
Yeah, that means people have been eating cat food.
Well, this is insane.
It's pretty cheap. It's usually, you know.
Now, Rich, have cats.
It's like a buck or two a can.
You have cats, Rich.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen their food and been like, you know what?
I'm curious.
Have you ever?
No.
No, never?
Uh-uh.
I'll be honest. I had a dog treat once.
What? What? You don't even have a dog.
No, I don't. It was an accident.
How is this possible?
So, I was over.
Please regale us over, in this story.
I was over my older cousin's house.
I don't care how long this podcast goes. I want to hear the story of Mike eating a dog treat.
I was young. I was young.
Please continue.
I must have been like 10 or 11. I was over at my older cousin's house, and he had this this dog. I think it was a mix of like a beagle and a something else. And he was feeding it treats. And he goes, here's one for you, meaning here's a treat for you to give to the dog. And I was like, oh, okay. I popped it in my mouth. And he goes, no, not for you. For you to give to the dog. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know.
Oh, my
so
God.
I ate a dog
Are
treat.
You serious?
I was, yes. Yes, I'm dead serious.
Well, what it's did not it taste one of my, like?
It tasted like, I don't really remember, but it wasn't disgusting. Like, I ate it. Like, I didn't spit it out. Like, well, you know me, when I commit to something, you know.
You're all the way.
I'm all the way. So, yeah, I ate it, and I lived to tell the tale. So I'm living proof.
We've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game.
That was not one of my brighter moments.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You ate a dog treat.
But I lived. So this person's excuse is invalidated.
Okay. There you go. Wow. Would that be a way, like a boss, to shoot down your sick day excuse? I ate a dog
treat. I had a dog treat before.
You're fine.
Get
in.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I have like firsthand experience with eating pet food. Hey, Daryl does it in The Walking Dead. All right?
That was fake, though. It's a show. They don't actually eat dog food.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do, actually, because there was a, what do you call it, the story sink?
Oh, you mean, I know he's not really eating dog food, but if Daryl were real and The Walking Dead were real, then he'd be eating dog food right now.
And then he would be puking.
No, he was fine
no, he
in the
puked.
Show.
The next shot is he's puking.
Yeah, but then he continued to eat and he was okay. What I'm saying is it's not, people can eat dog food. I'm going to look it up. Can dog food make you sick? Maybe that's why I'm sick.
Yeah, that's probably why
I ate too much dog food.
All these 3 weeks.
Why?
This is why you ate dog food.
I don't understand. Live science. Why type in, can dog food make you sick? What happens if you eat dog food? Is the top article from 2012.
I don't know if the rest of these are going to live up to the hype now after you just admit it.
I just admit it here on the podcast live that I've eaten dog food.
Yeah.
Look, people, stand in solidarity with me. Send in your crazy stories about eating cat and dog food. I'm sure one of you has done it before. I can't be the only one. You've never been tempted by cat food?
No.
You should try it.
No.
Just give it a shot. Just a spoonful.
No, I don't want to end up sick. I don't want to have to use a sick day.
Deathly sick. Oh, man.
Let's do number 6 on our list of top 10 weirdest sick day excuses. Quote, my roots are showing and I have to keep my hair appointment or else I'll look like an idiot.
You won't look like an idiot. Come on now. Really?
Man, if those roots are showing, it's not good. Not good. Your hair has to be on fleek. Don't forget about that.
Wow. The hair has to be on fleek.
It has to be on fleek.
Yeah.
I think I used that right.
I don't know. Did you?
I'm pretty sure. I'm 96% sure I used that term right.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
So I think I used it right.
I think you did too.
All right. Anyway, number 5 on the top 10 weirdest sick day excuses. Quote, I have to testify against a drug dealer this morning. He mugged me.
Wow.
That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but imagine getting that excuse.
Yeah. Also, do you have a hookup then? Is this why you were with the drug dealer?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't consider that until after you said that.
Why are you with the drug dealer?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, boy.
Unless you were just, like, walking in the middle of the street and some drug dealer assaulted you, why are you hanging around with the drug dealer?
Yeah, I don't... That seems shady right there.
Yeah. I think you might have outplayed yourself on that one, employee.
Sometimes less information is better.
Yeah.
Just say, I've been called to a court case. You know,
right, that's all you had to say.
I'm fighting a traffic ticket or something dumb like that, you know? Don't tell them about your illicit drug activity. Like we did on the podcast.
Whoops.
Whoops, yeah.
Number 4 on the list of weirdest sick day excuses. Quote, I woke up this morning and I was blocked in by the police who were raiding the apartment next to me.
Well, that's a valid excuse.
Wow, yeah.
That guy has an exciting life.
Yeah, you have a pretty exciting life.
You just wake up and there's like, you know... There's sirens and people are yelling on megaphones.
Get in there. Block the door down.
You see, those cops know what they're doing.
Yeah. Unlike the
Not like the In-N-Out burger guy. Yeah.
Yeah. They couldn't handle a fast food block.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
You see, that's another case where that's dangerous if you are lying. Because as a boss, as an employer, I'd be like, oh, you got to send me pictures.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on?
Yeah,
what's happening?
Picture.
And then he responds back, oh, they
left?
They left already. Oh, so that means you can come in. Well.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm scared to leave the apartment. There might be more bad guys out there. Yeah, see, that's one of those dangerous. You got to tell a simple, boring lie. I'm going to the dentist. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear about you going to the dentist. You're safe with that one, you know? Or say, like, I'm getting a colonoscopy. Nobody's going to ask you about that.
All right. Well, the colonoscopy you might be right on. But it's funny you mention that because one time the guy I was working for like a couple years ago, I used that as an excuse. I needed to go to the dentist. And he actually like asked me like 5 different questions. Like, what
really?
Are you getting done?
Wow.
Is it your top tooth or your bottom tooth? Is it this or that? I was like, what are you, my second dentist?
Yeah, really?
Like, geez, I'm just going for the freaking dentist.
Was it the 28th or the 29th? lateral. I don't know. How do they?
I don't, yeah, but
they have like numbers, you know?
Right, yeah, he was asking me like all these detailed questions. I'm like, what are you, my second dentist?
That's insane.
So yeah, even those you got.
So he would have been a guy that would be one of that one third that would follow up.
Right.
Did he ask you for a doctor's note? Like X-rays or something, or the little mini toothpaste.
No, X-rays, no. But
that would be insane.
You know, it probably wouldn't surprise me though if he did. But anyway.
See, you got to be careful. You got to be cagey.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
If you're gonna come up with an excuse, make sure you have the backstory.
Well, here's some backstory here for number three on our top 10 weirdest sick day excuses. Quote: "Look, I have to attend the funeral of my wife's cousin's pet." Because I'm a pallbearer in it.
What?
my wife's cousin's pet's funeral.
What type of pet was it?
Oh, doesn't say in the excuse.
Oh, because if it's like a goldfish, it's got to be like a legit pet, like the llama.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
Yeah, it's got to be like a serious pet. If it's like a gerbil or a fish or a bird. It pretty much has to be a dog or a cat.
I think.
But wife's cousin's pet's funeral.
Yeah.
Why are you that close to the wife's cousin's pet that you're a pallbearer?
Yeah. How did you get asked to be a pallbearer? Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why is there a pallbearer? I thought you just
buried
on the ground.
Is there like a casket? Are they having a viewing?
Yeah. Like, are
is
we doing,
there a luncheon?
Are we doing the full...
Is there a luncheon?
Yeah. Do we do it the whole... The full money here? Are we doing?
Is it like full suit? You know, like eulogy.
Yeah. Like,
is there a mass? Are we gonna have this? You know, the little thing at the cemetery afterwards. Like, I don't know. I've had pets, and they've died. They usually end up in the backyard or in the toilet. One of the two.
Yeah.
But never a funeral.
But not the dog food.
Not the. The dog food stays with me always. Always. I think that's the takeaway. Like, it doesn't matter what else happens from here on out.
Mike, you ate dog food.
I admitted on the podcast that I ate dog food.
Oh, yeah.
It was an honest mistake.
I think...
No, actually, it wasn't an honest mistake.
I think that's going to be the biggest takeaway from tonight's
episode. I think
so, too. But let's try and finish the list here. Number two. Quote, "My pressure cooker exploded and scared my sister, so I have to stay home and calm her down."
What? Why does she need that much calming down?
Yeah.
Also, what are you doing with a pressure cooker in the morning?
Yeah.
It's like before you go to work, it's like 8 o'clock. I'm going to set the pressure cooker.
What is this, Iron Chef? Oh, good strategy. He's using the pressure cooker. Like, what the?
She's going to set it for 10 hours. Hopefully it doesn't explode. You know, like. Well, it did explode.
Yeah.
So she wasn't doing it.
And scared the sister.
And scared the sister, yeah. She got to stay and comfort her. What, for an entire 9-hour day?
Yeah, oh boy.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. What happens if it explodes again? It won't, you dummy. It's unplugged. It's not on. You know?
That's like, what you said the last time.
That's what you said the last time. She was trying to kill the sister. Yeah. Because the sister gets scared and has to be comforted over everything. My pressure cooker exploded. I had to stay home and comfort my sister. Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Come on.
All right, and you ready for number one, the top weirdest sick day excuse, according to careerbuilder.com?
What is it?
All right, it's short, but we're going to have to analyze it.
Okay.
Quote, "The ozone in the city's atmosphere flattened my tires."
What?
Yeah, so let's break this down for a minute. First off,
I don't think scientifically that works.
Yes, first off, that's not how air pressure works. The ozone doesn't come down and flatten your tires.
It makes it seem like this otherworldly force.
Yeah, right?
Like, okay, so what happened to everybody else's tires?
Yeah, right?
They're working just fine.
Yeah, it's not like a special beam that affects your tires.
Yeah.
Unless it's like an alien or something.
Oh my God. Those damn aliens are at it again.
Oh, E.T. got me again. Damn it.
Damn it, E.T.
This is the third time this month.
How many times do I have to tell you, leave my tires alone? We're not going on another bike ride.
Also, he specifically says the city's atmosphere. So what? If you're driving from the...
Well, the country has different atmosphere.
Yeah, right? The farms? Oh, yeah. Much different atmosphere.
Much different atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
you know how that happens.
Yeah, you know.
The moment you get on the highway in the city, you know, That's right.
That's why out in the country you use less gas. Because the ozone isn't pushing down on you.
You know, the moment you see the city skyline, your tire just goes.
Yeah, exactly. The ozone. There's like an extra like pull in the city where the ozone is heavier. I don't understand. Like, I don't know enough about science. I'm going to look at, can ozone, I've searched everything else, can ozone flatten your tires?
But specifically from a rural area to an urban area? No, I don't think so. Also, again, this means you're going to have to provide proof. I want to, you know, like, how much did the new tires cost? How much did the tow cost? How, you know, what towing person did you go with?
Well, did the ozone flatten his tires as he was driving or before he left for work? Did he go out in the morning and ozone was like sitting on his car and be like, I flatten your tires.
Wait, so ozone is an
ozone
actual...
is a character.
Oh,
yes.
It's now a character.
Like,
oh,
that's
okay.
What I'm imagining. Like, he, like, in his mind, is ozone like this supernatural force that is like only affecting him?
Yes. There you go. That's what it is.
I'm telling you, man.
Mr. Ozone.
Mr. Ozone. That is the least threatening name ever. Hey guys, I'm Mr. Ozone. I'm here to flatten your tires. I don't know why he sounds like some cartoon character.
Because he's Mr. Ozone.
He's Mr. Ozone.
He's coming to get you.
Mr. Ozone, coming to get you. I'm going to flatten your tires. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know enough about the science to comment on it.
It can't.
But I know that's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. There's no way.
Like, if your tires are flat, you aren't paying attention.
I know people that make commutes from a rural area to an urban area. That does not happen.
Yeah. Also, if this were a thing, it would happen every day.
Yeah.
So why didn't it happen yesterday? Is it going to happen tomorrow?
There would be, like, tow trucks would be booming with business if that happened.
No, they wouldn't. Their tires would be flat, too. this is the thing. Like, it doesn't. Like, the more you think about it, the more it breaks down.
Yes.
All the boss has to say is like, well, how did I get to work then?
Yeah, I commuted.
I drove
from a suburban area.
Yeah,
I have a different atmosphere than the city.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that damn Mr. Ozone!
Mr. Ozone,
he's coming to get you and your tires. Specifically the tires.
It's just the tires. He could be doing other things like affecting your breathing or, you know, I don't know, doing other crazy ozone stuff.
Yeah.
But he's targeting that dude's tires.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
And there you go, folks. That's careerbuilders.com. Top sick day excuses for 2016. Man, people think
you know
can
what?
Get away with that.
Third year in a row, it lived up to the hype.
Yes.
Between eating dog treats and llama pets and Mr. Ozone.
Well, I think that's a good way to transition into our final segment of the show. Folks, what have we learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast?
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
All right, Mike, what have you learned?
Well, I've learned that Mr. Ozone is an actual character that is going around and flattening people's tires. That's what I learned.
There you go.
I also learned that you can buy a llama for a pet. And that apparently it's more common than I thought.
Yeah.
And also more common than I thought is people worrying about whether or not cat food and dog food will make you sick.
Yeah.
Very popular. Yeah. I have a feeling I know why people are asking that question. True. I admitted here on the podcast that I have eaten dog food.
There you go. That's pretty much all you have to know, I think.
That's what you learned. That's what everybody learned. People are listening like, what is happening right now?
Mike ate dog food.
I ate dog food.
There you go.
It's an honest mistake, but I live to tell the tale.
That's what we've learned in this episode
yes.
of a Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What did we learn, Palmer?
I don't know, sir.
I don't know either. I guess we learned not to do it again.
Yes, sir.
I don't if I know what we did.
Woo! Man.
That was...
I learned more. more about you, Mike, every week.
every week, it's like, you know, we've known each other for so long, but every week is like a brand new journey.
Yeah.
I eat dog food. It's basically all we learn.
There you go.
That's the title of the episode, Mike ate dog food.
And there's Mr. Ozone.
And Mr. Ozone, of course.
You're gonna flatten your tires.
Of course.
But this is the craziness that is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed this week's episode. If you want to find out more information on us, check out our website, thecrispynoodle.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook, The Crispy Noodle, and follow us on Twitter, at The Crispy Noodle.
That's right. You can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube, where you can find interviews, video noodles, best bits, and a whole bunch more. So make sure you subscribe there. Most importantly, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. You get the latest episodes downloaded for free every Thursday morning. You can listen to us at home, on the go, at work, anytime, anywhere, anyhow. Just search for, download, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher.
That's right. And we also have a SoundCloud page where we have promos of the mini noodles, which are the best bits of the show, condensed to a 1 to 2 minute clip that you can listen to on the go and share with friends and family the craziness that is the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. So many great ways to get in touch with and share the Crispy Noodle Podcast. But if you want to get in touch with us individually on Twitter, I'm at Mikey Costanzo, MikeyCostanzo.
And I'm at Rich Liebig, RichLiebig. Find us on the Twitters and send us your stories. Have you heard of a crazier sick day excuse? Let us know.
Or have you eaten dog food? Let me know. Hashtag dog food solidarity.
Oh my gosh. Please send all of that information to Mike.
No, Rich wants to know too.
Oh God.
You're just getting a picture of people eating like dog biscuits.
Sure.
See, it's okay.
Tasty. Great.
Tasty. Yeah, there you go. Hashtag tasty.
Hashtag tasty. That's what I want to say. So, there you go, folks. This has been this week's episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. That's going to do it for us for this week.
Yeah. I'm spent.
Yeah. It's good to have new odd news.
First odd news in like 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah. But that'll do it for us. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Later.
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
What's the deal with the podcast? What's going on? It's just crazy. It's wild. It's the Crispy Noodle 2016. Oh my gosh.